Hello, viewers. This is a special emergency transmission. We hope that that things turn out to be a false alarm put out by the Mexican U.S. government, as well as the British government, the United Nations, World Health Organization, and others. I'm going to be here live for the next 2 hours, and we're going to be opening the phones up coming up in about 30 minutes, and I'll give you that special in-studio toll-free line. We will not be using the Genesis phone numbers because this special transmission is only at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and the audio streams for the radio listeners and viewers at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, thank you so much for joining us this evening with this important news and information that needs to be covered. And I will be asking later in the show for callers from Mexico City, South Texas, Kansas, Montreal, Canada, New York, and other areas where this new strain, this hybrid strain of bird flu, swine flu, i.e. pig flu, and human flu, a mixture from Asia, Europe, and North America. It's very rare to have a mutant strain from two different animals that actually can hurt people. And then to have it from three different continents and mixed together and being generated from a single nation is really amazing. So we've got a ton of important information to cover on this front, all the latest news for you tonight. Let me just go over some of the headlines. I'm going to break down what I believe is really behind this and what we're facing. Mexico's Calderon declares emergency amid swine flu outbreak. They've basically locked down Mexico City. They're putting people in quarantine who have the flu. There are reports coming out that at least 68 are dead. Some reports are now saying it's over 200, but that they're covering that up not to create a panic. And we'll get into that from the BBC as well coming up. Again, Mexico may take more flu control steps, Calderon says, expanding government power. Reuters headline, global flu pandemic fear grows, more U.S. cases. Venture capital firms set to reap rewards of the swine flu outbreak. Again, Mexico may isolate patients with deadly swine flu. Then you read the articles. That's out of the New York Times. They're already doing it. Officials, 8 New York City students probably have swine flu. It's confirmed in Kansas, confirmed in South Texas towns, San Antonio, Texas, confirmed in Canada, in Montreal. So that is some of what is coming up. Headline, deadly flu strain erupts in Mexico, U.S. Now, why is this so important when we have headlines like this one out of MSNBC, new U.S. swine flu cases spread pandemic fears? Why is that so important? You'll notice that I haven't really, over the last 4 or 5 years with all the bird flu fear-mongering by the governments of the world, spent a lot of time on it. But in the last few months I have, because we've seen preparatory conditioning in the media for a controlled release. I've seen signs in the propaganda campaign that made me go on air in the last 2 months and say that I believe they may have some bird flu, swine flu scares that are preparatory trial balloons to test the public to see if the establishment wants to indeed release a controlled pathogen into the general population. There's a lot of facets to this I'm about to go over. So be patient here. This is all important. I'm going to try to be as calm as possible to cover all this in detail. We have to remember that the 1918 Spanish flu that killed between 40 and 60 million people, historians and governments argue about that. We have to remember that between, well, some estimates are higher, but at least 40 million people died. And that broke out on U.S. military bases simultaneously in separate geographic areas. Clearly a bioweapon. We know that the Army 9 years ago dug up the Spanish flu, went to whaling sites in the Arctic coast, and dug up dead whalers that were had been frozen in the permafrost at the different cemeteries that had the very deadly strain of the bird flu, excuse me, of the Spanish flu in them that killed over 40 million people. Now, why couldn't they just get it in the environment today? Because it mutates. Viruses always mutate. They mutate to a point, some of them that become deadly or damaging to humans or other animals that they're attacking if they're zoological. But when you have a really big pandemic, especially, they mutate very, very quickly because there's so much of the virus out there. They're always changing their form. That's why a lot of top scientists have looked at HIV, the virus that supposedly causes AIDS, and have said that it's weaponized, because you notice it's been around for 30-plus years now, and it just keeps on killing. It's really just a name for a class of weaponized viruses, and we have the U.S. Patent Office documents on that and the congressional funding. It's the Weaponized Cancer Virus Research Program. They just had the anniversary a few days ago of Dr. Salk's polio vaccine that gave over 200 million Americans the SV40 deadly cancer virus that the government admits has killed millions and millions of people with the formerly rare cancers that are now very, very common that it causes. It's also found in all major sewer supplies of the world, from India to China to the United States, because it is communicable and is continually passed on. But thank God it has mutated and is not as deadly as when it was first given. But sometimes it mutates to not be dangerous. Sometimes it mutated to be more dangerous. A lot of scientists believe in studies that's actually causing a lot of the autoimmune type diseases we're seeing. But that's amongst others. I'm just giving you some background records. Remember Tuskegee and the black men giving him syphilis, letting him spread it to thousands of people, die over 45 years, painful deaths. You know about him nerve gassing U.S. troops and British troops in test, or the foster system grabbing children and radiating them to death. And oh, you didn't know about that? Just Google it. It's mainstream news. The Department of Energy has all these apologies and letters and websites about it, and they admit they did it. So to sit there and say they don't do this when there's thousands and thousands of programs, tens of thousands of separate cases alone in those thousands of programs that are declassified, for me to sit up here and talk about this could be the government is the first thing we should do. You know, they've had two releases in 2001 and then again last year out of the Portendown Bioweapons Lab, Zoological Lab, in England. And then suddenly, simultaneously, it spreads all over England to the cows and sheep in just a matter of days in separate sites hundreds of miles apart. And it's a weaponized form. And we knew it was weaponized and said it was, and it came out it was. And they said, oh, somebody snuck out of the lab with it. And simultaneously, this one rogue person went to hundreds of farms. And I mean, come on, folks. And then the government admits they released this deadly horse flu in Australia. And they say, oh, some bad employee that's an environmentalist snuck out and gave horses all over Australia, thousands of miles apart. It all pops up at once. This is done by design. Now, I have some of the history of that. They had another, after the Spanish flu, they had a swine epidemic in 1918 that killed several million people worldwide. 600,000 died in UK, France, and Germany alone. 548,452 died in the U.S., so just we'll say millions worldwide. That was the second one. And then it goes on. This is from the encyclopedia. It says another 20 to 50 million, I guess, from that wave. So you've got that going on. So we have to take this very seriously. Now, to be clear, I want to be clear out of the gates here with everyone. I'm just reporting what the news is saying here, and I want to be more clear about this, that this is probably, well, it's not a false alarm if you're the 68 dead people in Mexico City. It's not a false alarm of your people being quarantined in South Texas hospitals like San Antonio, in the city of San Antonio, as the AP is reporting. In fact, guys, I was printing that out there earlier, the San Antonio quarantine article, and I forgot to bring it in. Will you ask Aaron to bring that in, Jaron? Thanks. Classic Alex Jones. I've been at home for for 5-6 hours a day printing articles, doing research, and then didn't think, looked over at the printer, pulled out this giant stack at 7 when I had to drive into the office, and the printer had run out of ink, and it was worthless. So I run into the office here, and I'm like, print this, print that. Again, we're a small little independent news outfit that is not controlled by corporate funding, so we can talk about whatever we wish here, but sometimes the antics are amazing, and generally it's my fault. Okay, but let me just break this down. Number one, if this is a normal, regularly occurring flu, because there's always new mutations, hundreds a year, that can make humans sick or even kill them, and between 15 and 30,000 Americans die each year from flu. I say 15 to 30,000 because the numbers put out by the CDC and the government are wide-ranging year to year. But on the low end, 15,000. On the high end, I've seen it as high as 35,000. But a lot of those are elderly people and folks that are sick and already had bad immune systems, and the media likes to hype up flu to push inoculation. And so I tend to go with the low end. But still, if you're one of the 15,000 dead, on the low end, it's still catastrophic for you. You know, one person dies, it's catastrophic. So I want to be clear here. We're not saying this is a pandemic. The mainstream media is saying it's a pandemic. The mainstream media has all these headlines fear-mongering. But I'd made some calls to some medical doctors and some virologists this evening and today, and I did a lot of research, and I'm going to be having some of those men and women on the Sunday show tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. That's on the AM and FM dial. This is internet only right now, though I'm told some micros and a few affiliates are picking it up. And I'll be detailing this more, and then Monday, Tuesday, we'll have guests on about it, because regardless of whether this turns out to be a real pandemic or whether it's a false alarm, it illustrates things we should be concerned about as a society. Now, I've done a lot of research on the flu because I saw the New World Order hyping it and pushing it and all these headlines. You can Google them. 1 billion to die from bird flu, 3 billion to die from pig flu, you know, swine flu. And I would see this 4, 5, 6, even 10 years ago, they were hyping it. And I went and I researched it, interviewed a lot of doctors and people. So when I'm saying what the doctors and virologists and epidemiologists have said, this is not Alex Jones, that anytime you have something break out, even with airports and travel, when you have something simultaneously break out within a few days all over the world and all over regions like North America, and if it doesn't burn itself out very, very quickly, if it doesn't dissipate and become harmless, first weaken and then become harmless very, very quickly, it is staged. And I talked to one medical doctor tonight, and he said, look, I want to do more research on this, but Alex, you know, here's some emails, here's the mainline medical charts on this. You know, you can see the viral charts, and we'll come on soon, but they wanted to do more research. But the point is, and they were busy, they had a family event to go to. We'll have some of those doctors again on tomorrow and Monday. But this is all common knowledge, too. You can look it up. This was all done on short notice. If you have a real mutation, say, in Mexico City, somewhere where they're breeding pigs next to chickens, and then they're mixing all of the feces together, that's generally where it mutates, as a honeypot, like the Germans do, the Mexicans do it too, to create fertilizer. They let the human waste pool, then bacterial blooms take place. It heats up to 130 degrees. The bacteria then die in their own excrement, and then it basically becomes good fertilizer, and there's really no pathogens in it. But within that toxic stew, while it's fermenting, that's where you get the natural virus crossovers and mutations. Though it is incredibly rare to have a bird flu with a swine flu with a human flu mutate together, and then it's even more rare, this is key, it's even more rare to have the strains, normally you see it in South Korea or China, where they have this type of agriculture and big groups of people huddled together. You will see it start in China or start in South Korea, and you notice it never really gets to Europe. It burns itself out. And it will be flus, whether they're birds, swine, human, that have been seen and tracked in years past that will mutate together. and it'll be regional because that's where it happens. In this case, it's from Europe, Asia, and North America, all mutating, and outside Mexico City, surrounding areas, appears to be the epicenter of this. And now here's the third part of what's key. First off, it's rare to have three of them together, human, bird, and swine together. Then it's very bizarre to have it from all over the world, from Asia, from Europe, and from North America together, mutating together. This normally happens, again, in agricultural slurries. Now, why, if it's a naturally occurring pandemic of some type of dangerous virus or even bacteria, why, if it's naturally occurring, by the time it gets to other countries or crosses borders, it almost always burns itself out and mutates into something that's not harmful or less harmful? Because, you know, to match up, to be zoological especially, and to be able to hit humans outside of its species, bird or pig or whatever the case may be, it's like hitting a bullet with a bullet. It's very rare out of the trillions of viral interactions, you know, going on in any one area at a time. I mean, it's incalculable, the amounts of interactions going on. It's probably infinity. It's incredible, nearing infinity. So what we're dealing with here is an issue where if this started in Mexico, by the time it got into one person, one flu virus goes in and plugs in to the stomach wall, plugs in to the mucous membrane, it starts replicating, and it might create a million more viruses inside that cell. The cell busts open, you know, virus plugs in, programs it, turns the cell's engine on to manufacture viruses. The cell swells, busts open. There's a million viruses, sometimes more, sometimes less. Some systems, it's tens of millions, they report. But a million viruses spill out whose DNA has now been replicated, and you're going to have a mutation right there. It hits the next group of cells. Now the millions turn into billions. They replicate. This is when you start getting sick. Your body heats up to slow down the viruses. It sends out white blood cells. Okay, that first virus hits, boom. A million more come out, then a billion, then hundreds of billions, then thousands of trillions, then trillions. There's mutations and errors in the code as all of this goes on. And, you know, a virus gets blasted by a group of white blood cells and then it mutates even more, then it mixes with human DNA. It's changing. All these things are going on inside the cells. And then this guy sneezes in a grocery store as he's getting sick in Mexico City. Somebody else gets it. This time it's a trillion replications later. Of course, they would say, you know, each time the virus replicated would be one replication. So let's actually say it's 10 replications later, but there's all sorts of different replications and chains going on in different variants. So we could say a trillion or we could say 10. But let's just say it's already mutated several times. The person sneezes. Someone inhales that. Now it starts replicating and mutating again. And by the time it's gone through 10, 15 different people, that's thousands and thousands of replications. Depending on how you look at it, it could be trillions of replications. But major changes have happened many, many times now, thousands of times. And so by the time it gets from Mexico City to South Texas and San Antonio and then Austin and Kansas and New York and Montreal and on airplanes all over the world, it has mutated, 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 until it is no longer as deadly as it was or as harmless. Now, talking to doctors, and that's why the particular doctor I talked to said, well, it looks like if it does start killing people in the U.S., then it is manufactured. It is manufactured. But if, in fact, I had this question all day. That's why I was calling doctors up, you know, out of my Rolodex and virologists and looking online and trying to study it, even though I had a lot of knowledge on it. Because they're reporting 68 dead as of this morning, and now the BBC is reporting doctors inside hospitals are saying there's a cover-up because they don't want to have a panic, but that it's over 200 dead. I've got that report up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Drudge is also a good clearinghouse of all this news that I've seen. Just giving you the best places I've seen. And with the most coverage, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge is good as well. Because I'm saying, wait, it's killing all these people in Mexico City. Everybody's wearing masks. The military's locking the cities down. They're basically declaring martial law down there. They got people quarantined in South Texas, and that's on record. Families are quarantined in several towns. There's people at hospitals quarantined in San Antonio and other hospitals. This is happening. But they're saying no deaths in the U.S., but all these deaths in Mexico. Well, if it is a naturally occurring mutation, if it wasn't injected or sprayed on people or put in food by black ops, as they've been caught in the New York subways in 68, releasing a bioagent, deaths resulted, details remain classified. You can Google that at mainstream news. You know, all these other cases. If it pops up all over the place, like weaponized foot and mouth did in England, in 2001, I mean, you can look at the maps all over England, hundreds of miles apart in a two-day period, weaponized foot and mouth pops up. And we go on air, we have scientists on, we go, this is weaponized. This is killing most of the cows and sheep that get it. That doesn't happen with regular foot and mouth. Only British and U.S. and French governments and the Russians have things like this. And then the government goes, oh, yeah, it's porting down strain. Somebody stole it out of our level 4 bioweapons lab and, again, was able to go spread it on farms and areas all over the country instantaneously. Baloney. That was the government. And they used it to crack down, take over agriculture, get control. Then they released it again last year. They've been caught in Australia doing it. They've been caught, just Google, British government caught, releasing bubonic plague over British cities. Google entire of England, entire nation, entirety. I forget the exact headline, but there's a headline in BBC where the whole country's been sprayed at one time or another with different agents. And that happens here in all these tests. But the point is that if it simultaneously pops up all over the place, all over a wide area, and it has the exact same response, and it doesn't mutate quickly, then 9 times out of 10, that's putting it lightly, it is staged. Now, you take that information, and we don't know yet. We don't know. Maybe that's why it's not killing people in Canada and the United States, from Kansas to Montreal to towns right outside Austin, Texas, where I'm coming to you from right now. We're coming to you from Austin, Texas, just north of San Antonio, that has confirmed cases. I-35 is right down the street from here, just a mile away from me, and it goes right to San Antonio. San Antonio's that way. To my south. So, we don't know. It's just very suspicious studying this for a decade with top experts and all these murders of microbiologists that work specifically with weaponized flu, being brutally murdered and killed and tortured all over, from Australia to Russia to Germany to England to the United States, to Mexico, to Chile. To knowing the CDC and Homeland Security and the Security and Prosperity Partnership, stating in classified documents that Judicial Watch sued and got that they could use an economic crisis, a military crisis, or a flu pandemic, a dark winter scenario, to bring in martial law, to bring in the North American Union to say, oh, my God, look at our borders. We were unable to shut these down quick enough, but they want a continental border, merging our police and military openly. You know, the same command and control will still be separate, but operationally under control, like NATO, you know, commands 15-something nations, but it's separate nations, but all under its joint command. So it's operational integration. They said they would use things like this. So then you have Barack Obama and the Bushes and everybody else owning Tamiflu stock that's shooting up right now. You have the fact that the White House was on Cipro, the anthrax-fighting antibiotic, the Associated Press reported. Ari Fleischer was asked about it, the White House press secretary, years ago. He said, yeah, the whole White House was on Cipro September 10th, 3.5 weeks before anthrax got mailed around. Then it was a U.S. government weaponized version from Fort Detrick, Maryland. That's confirmed. They tried to lie about it. They later had to admit it. I mean, you got this history here. So, of course, I mean, you know, if there was a murder committed in Austin and the guy killed people a certain way, and the police had a file on a released murderer who had a history of killing people this way, that'd be the first person that they would go interview would be that individual. Come on in, Aaron. Thank you, sir. A lot of new developments. We'll go over this coming up. Thank you, Aaron. I've got one of my most important reports here. A video report that you came in and gave me. And I've got so many articles here. There it is. Dark winter. Okay. Thank you. By the way, I asked Kurt to get this up. I'm not sure if he has this up. Will you IM him that, Jaron, that video clip we're about to play? Make sure that gets posted at Infowars.com right now. Dark winter pretext. We're going to go over that coming up. I haven't even gotten started here. I promise to take your calls. Let me just give you the number. It's 888-201-2244. But let me say this. I'm asking you to wait 5 minutes when we open these phone lines up before you call, the general public calls, for people in Mexico City. I know we get calls from there from time to time, a lot of emails from there. For people in Mexico City, in Kansas, in San Antonio, in towns and cities in North America, in the U.S. and Mexico, also in Canada, that have had the outbreaks of this deadly flu. This flu is killing people. That's confirmed. As of this morning, 68, BBC saying it could be more than 200. Doctors are saying in reports on BBC. It's, again, up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But I'm going to give you this number for folks in Mexico. Mexico and the United States. If you directly are seeing this in your town, or I want to know about the martial law going on in Mexico City and other areas, here's the number, 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. We are live. It is the 25th of April, 2009, at 8:27 and 45 seconds Central Standard Time, because we're going to post the MP3 of this at Infowars.com, and we're going to post for free the PrisonPlanet.tv archive of this. We're just live right now for PrisonPlanet.tv members and viewers. We're going to post this for free for everybody. So it gets out to everybody after the show tonight at Infowars.com. I appreciate Kurt Nemo on Saturday night coming in to do this. I appreciate Jaron. I appreciate Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson and the team. We have a limited team, and they really never seem to get off now and be able to have any time off, because there is just so much going on these days. And I appreciate my wife as well, but she's certainly concerned about this. Okay, there's a lot of other facets and news I need to go over. But we are opening the phones up. Again, I only have one person in there tonight. Normally, this is a three-man job to take your calls, you know, get your name and where you're calling from, run the TV version and the radio version. We got one guy, Jaron, in there doing it all, and I want to commend him for what he's doing, his dedication. One of the other guys was moving today and had all the stuff packed up in a truck, moving to another apartment, so he can't be here. Paul Hartman is in San Antonio visiting family. So he's down there where they have confirmed cases of this bird flu, so we'll pray for him. Okay, so let me recap the top information, then I'll get into detail on articles and go to your calls. It is extremely rare to have a zoological virus that jumps into humans to begin with. Then it's even more rare to have it be a dual zoological virus jumping into humans in the same viral envelope or in the same organism. They debate whether a virus is an organism or not. It's almost like a computer. They can, you know, it reproduces, but they say it's not really alive. The point is, it's data. It goes in and programs DNA. And to have it be swine, pig, porcine, pig, bird, and human, and then when those three mutated together, to have it be able to affect humans. Normally when something's zoological, it makes it a lot harder for it in its mutations to ever hurt humans. You know, there's tens of thousands of diseases out there humans can't get. There's very few animals that get the same disease, you know, the same pathogens humans do. Like leprosy in North America can only be transferred by one animal. It's very hard, and that's the armadillo, to humans. But anyways, I digress. The point here is this is very, very serious, folks. And I'm now saying that it's probably a government release, saying that it's probably some type of government test tube release doesn't mean it's going to continue to be a major pandemic and that it won't mutate and stop killing people. More often than not, they do test balloons. Kurt Nemo called me right before I went on air and said he found a document about the Navy in South Texas doing flu spread scenarios out of Mexico. And that's been done in these dark winter scenarios before. FEMA's coming up with a drill on that later in the month and into next month. We've been covering it in detail. Also, the Army reports another virus that got snuck out of their facilities a few days ago. So we've been covering this all week. We don't normally even get into this. And I've been really hot and heavy saying I'm seeing a lot of indicators. I'm seeing a lot of chatter, a lot of dots being connected here. And I said, I believe, I'm on record, that I believe bird flu scares or actual bird flu attack. A bird flu scare is a precursor to them a year from now, two years from now, really doing it. Army, three vials of virus samples missing from Maryland facility, Fort Detrick, Maryland, same place they launched the weaponized anthrax attacks from. It is the Venezuelan equine encephalitis, similar to what the government released that can kill humans in Australia last year, and they got caught releasing it. They get caught, and it's just barely a headline. Now, that's CNN. So we've got that. Now, remember, the last time, this is another big issue, the last time they had a bird flu scare, they tried to inoculate a bunch of people with experimental shots that had nothing to do with even the pathogen that people the virus that people are getting sick from, but folks still line up and take flu shots, even though the last 6 years, or is it 7 years? I know they missed again last year. The viral spectrum, it's several different viruses they come up with that they guess the mutations will be the next year. So they got to guess the mutation. It hasn't been the big flu that kills so many people. I mean, it never works, and it has mercury in it, and it's tied to Alzheimer's, and that's mainstream news. A shot in the dark, swine flu vaccine lessons, Washington Post. And I just thought I'd mention that because, remember, the swine flu vaccine in 76 and 77 killed a bunch of people, and they admit, the government admitted then, it caused Guillain-Barré's autoimmune situation. So we don't want that to happen. There's another flu strain U.S. officials are tracking. Again, this was from Tuesday when they were tracking the swine flu, but saying it was no problem. And now you know what's going on there. Okay. Do we have any callers from Mexico? Jameer in Mexico. Let's go to Jameer. And then I got more coming up, and I'll recap everything. But this is calls from Mexico. Jameer in Mexico. Thank you for calling, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey there, Alex. Well, I just moved down here a couple of months ago, and I'm actually from Texas. And right now what's going on is that they're pretty much closing down what's Nuevo León and Tamaulipas, which are pretty much border states here in Mexico. There's military police, and there's also government officials from hospitals in the bus stations and in the airports. I don't know about Mexico City. I really don't want to go there. Just pretty much I've been staying here up north, and we've been thinking of going back to the States right now.
Yeah, out of the fire, into the oven, as they say.
Yeah.
Can you specifically, as an eyewitness, email Kurt? That's his new email, right? Kurt@Infowars.com, correct, Jaron? Kurt@Infowars.com, Jaron? Anybody in Mexico, anybody in Kansas, anybody in San Antonio, anybody in Canada where they've had outbreaks of this, but especially in Mexico, the epicenter, be sure and email Kurt@Infowars.com. We'll create a page today and tomorrow as those come in with your eyewitness reports. BBC's doing the same thing. What do you think of these reports in the BBC that medical doctors in Mexico City are saying that the death toll is over 200, not 68?
Yeah, I would believe that because here, pretty much, I mean, they don't want to alarm people. They suspended classes down here on, I think it was 34th or 23rd. And there's been, on TV, they've been saying, you know, calm down if you have any of these, you know, coughing, that kind of stuff, go to the hospital. I've been watching TV. There's people lining up in the hospital checking themselves, but they're not wearing anything, and they're pretty much close together. So if somebody does have the swine flu, it's good. Those people that weren't affected.
Yeah, it's a great place to catch it is the hospital. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Just crazy. So there's a lot of panicking going on, which can create kind of a stampede to go to the places where the virus is floating around. Right. Terrible. Let me bring this up to you, and then I want to get your take on it. Mexico flu, your experiences, BBC. And this is up on, again, prisonplanet.com and infowars.com if you want to find it easy. Readers in Mexico have been emailing the BBC describing the sense of fear gripping the country as a result of the flu virus outbreak. And the government's locked down Mexico City, has troops on the streets everywhere. As you just heard, I've confirmed mainstream news. They are moving troops to the border on both sides. Notice how Homeland Security said they were worried about things collapsing the last few months and already moved troops down there. This could be a cover for them knowing revolution was at the tipping point in Mexico. Now this panic makes everybody forget about starving to death, living under tyranny, living under the drug lords, living under the government, and now come to the government for support. That's another Machiavellian angle we've got to look at. I'm not saying that's the case. We're just analyzing every possible angle because governments have proven they're capable of anything. And normally it's bad behavior. The World Health Organization says the virus has the potential to become a pandemic. Read a selection of BBC readers' comments. And then when I Googled this guy's name and it came up in Mexico at a major hospital. I work as a resident doctor in one of the biggest hospitals in Mexico City, and sadly, the situation is far from under control. As a doctor, I realize that the media does not report the truth. Authorities distribute vaccines among all the medical personnel with no results because two of my patients who worked in the hospital interns were killed by the new virus in less than 6 days, even though they were vaccinated, as all of us were. The number of deaths is 20 in our hospital. Nevertheless, the true number of victims are more than 200. I understand that we must avoid panic, but telling the truth, it might be better now to prevent and avoid more deaths. Yeni Gregero Davila, Mexico City. And here's one of the stories I forgot to print, guys, or it did print, but my printer was dead. Google immediately, man who shook Obama's hand dead. That was Reuters. The Mexican official, this is how many people are dead in Mexico. And I believe they are covering something up. That's starting to come out. The federal dignitary that met him and shook his hand with President Calderon has died of the flu. So, official that shook Obama's hand, dead of flu. Will you pull that up for me? Thank you. Again, it really screwed me up that I was printing for hours, not looking that my printer was out of ink, and then it was showtime, because I can't really click and surf the web while I'm on air. And again, we're kind of a skeleton crew here tonight, so I apologize, but a lot of stuff is coming in as that develops, but I want to give you the source on that. That right there, that the guy that, I'm not saying Obama had anything to do with that. I'm saying that shows the number of people that are really dead here, that statistically the guy that's shaking Obama's hand is, you know, the guy that is there to greet Obama is dead. And I want the government's official name. That's coming up. Specifically, what is Mexican TV and radio saying? Specifics about them saying they're moving to block the border towns on the Mexico side into Texas.
That I'm not sure, but what they are doing, they are blocking the northern states from the central and southern ones. That's
okay, so they're blocking state borders from in El Norte. They're blocking northern states in Mexico from central and southern states.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what you're saying. Okay, because when you said Nuevo Laredo, correct? You did say that. That's up on the Texas border.
Right. That's Nuevo León. That's the state next to Tamaulipas, which are the two boarding ones from Texas.
Okay, so let me be straight with this. You're saying they're blocking Nuevo León from southern Mexican states, or they're blocking on the Rio Grande into the United States?
No, they're blocking from southern states. That's what occurred on TV. They're trying to do that now.
Okay, so the quarantine. Call Aaron in here because I know he's busy on something else. I want to make sure he goes and checks that they're sealing border states. I want to see if we can get a mainstream confirmation. I should get my wife in here. She speaks and reads Spanish, grew up in Spain. That would really help us with this. But we'll get more calls from Mexico. I know we have literally dozens of phone calls here from all over the United States and Europe and everywhere else, but I particularly want to hear from folks in Mexico. Anything else, sir, from Mexico?
That's Not at the moment. Pretty much they're just saying stay at home, don't go to public places, don't shake anybody's hand, don't, you know how they have that custom of saying hi with, you know, kissing the cheek, don't do that. You know, just wash your hands regularly, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely, and I sent my wife today, because we have it somewhere in storage, but, you know, you buy something 5 years ago and can't find it. Our little boogie pack is now buried in the garage in boxes and storable foods and, you know, luscious firearms and things. But the whole point is that I was scrabbling around today looking for masks. You know, if there's a 1% chance, my children are number one, you know, that I
Yeah,
I mean, they're my life, and I'm looking for the mask, and I got gas masks, but I don't want to try to put those on the kids, you know, because I'm going to wait and see if anything happens if they go out. I want them to wear it. They would start spreading in Austin. I mean, people are being quarantined in San Antonio, south of me. You know, we're kind of in the same position, you and I, down here in Mexico, and then I and myself near the border, and we couldn't find the mask, so I sent her to Walgreens and HEB, sold out. So luckily, my dad is a dentist, and I called up my dad and said, will you bring me 3 packages of those from your dental office in the morning? Before you take my kids to church with you. So there, I'm going to have those. But, I mean, folks have already snatched all these things off the shelf. And my wife was noticing that a lot of the antivirals were off the shelves, you know, the elderberry and things. So I know it's very serious. Anything else, sir?
No, pretty much that's it. And I think I'm going to go get some myself. I've been reading the grade I should get is N95. Which is the best for stopping any viruses or bacteria.
There's also different classes of mushrooms that are out there. You can just Google flu mushrooms that are, you know, proven. Tamiflu caused suicides, crazy behavior. The Japanese government's basically banned it. I saw reports a few years ago when people panicked and were taking it when there wasn't even a problem. And evidence shows it really doesn't even help with this stuff. It's kind of like everything Merck and others put out that just makes you have heart attacks. Remember that? And that came out that Merck had a, quote, hit list, it's mainstream news, on doctors who were exposing what their Vioxx was doing to people's hearts. But side issue, it's not Merck involved with the Tamiflu. It's another company. But, yeah, there's certainly a lot of natural remedies out there. Thank you so much for calling us from northern Mexico, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, I want to cut to Aaron Dykes right now. Let's go ahead and cut to him. Aaron, you're in here off camera, but I just wanted you on the radio with us right now, and then we'll punch up the screen for a moment for folks. Oh, no, you're on camera with us now. Specifically, just print me everything you got. There was an AP or Reuters, I think it was Reuters, I'm going from memory, that said that the federal official that greeted Obama is now dead. So just Google something like, man who shook Obama's hand, now dead of flu. I need that. And also, again, a bunch of stories, and they're out there in the printed versions I did, but they're hard to read because the printer was out of ink. I need you to find me the article about AP, why deaths in Mexico but not U.S. And I wanted to go over that article. That was a question I was answering all day, and then about 2 hours ago, AP asked the question, and it's basically because it's probably mutating by the time it gets here because it goes through so many generations by the time it gets here. And also the key is I need you to look into because I've confirmed they've locked down Mexico City. And that's 35 million people in the suburbs, 28 million in the city limits. I mean, this is the biggest city in the world, an absolute hellhole, the worst kidnapping, giant open sewers. I feel so sorry for those folks. No wonder they want to come here because they're driven off their land in the south by the UN agreements under UNESCO and then sent there. But, you know, we've really been talking about this lately, and I'm not tooting my horn again, but I said I'm really seeing bird flu the way they're pre-hyping as some type of trial balloon to panic people. They get control, even if it is just a light pandemic and burns out. We hope and pray that's the case. The fact that it's mutated from so many different strains of bird and pig and human together from all over the world in one spot, that's a huge red flag. You start adding all this together. The SPP saying they'd use a pandemic to bring in the North American Union, that's very suspicious. Aaron Dykes, give me your take on this.
Well, I'm far from an expert on this, but it is troubling. Knowing things like Obama had stock in Tamiflu, that's doesn't help anything. I hope it doesn't spread further, obviously. I don't know what else I could add.
By the way, we did find the article. Obama shook hands with man that's now dead, died from swine flu. So we'll just get me a printout on that. That's a blog linking to it. Anything else, Aaron?
No.
Okay. I mean, you've heard my breakdown of this. Do you have any other angles on it? Because studying it, the fact that it's from all over the world mutating in Mexico, that's really suspicious. And then I haven't even gotten into, a month ago, Bloomberg and AP and others reporting that you have a mutated bird flu, one of the most deadly strains, mixed on purpose in 18 countries with the vaccine. And it was mixed perfectly with the vaccine spectrum of normal human flu viruses to where it would mutate in the body and combine to create an airborne bird flu. The scientists in the Czech Republic and Germany in mainstream news said, we believe this may be done on purpose to create a pandemic. And then they could blame it on the subsidiaries they were ordering to take the seed batch, you know, the seed, you know, the virus stock to then make larger batches at their sub factories in Europe. And then suddenly accompanying headlines in London Telegraph about all these homeless told, we're giving you this vaccine, it's just a flu shot, and then they die of the bird flu. And then that's mainstream news. And I've been saying, folks, what's going on here? Well, you know, there's no way Baxter could have done that on accident. And you put all this together, and then this happens. I hadn't even gotten to that yet. And now this, Aaron?
Well, it's true. They have their hands in the pot, so who else are you going to look to?
Well, I mean, they have this history of doing it over and over again. So we would be remiss if we didn't question it. You know, Rob was showing me a clip right before showtime of Al Gore testifying Friday. And they banned people the day he testified from criticizing it. But they had, in untelevised hearings, because we're reading the transcripts, people that, scientists, the majority of them out there, and they've had 30-something thousand sign letters now, and the UN's got 2,000 that say it's real, 30,000 that say global warming, you know, being man-made is a fraud. It goes up and down with the sun. And the reason I'm changing subjects is this shows how they use conspiracy theory. And Al Gore, we ought to try to find the clip. I bet it's on YouTube, but I just saw it on C-SPAN from what Rob taped. Said, oh, well, there's people that believe we didn't walk on the moon. Those are conspiracy theorists. These are degreed climatologists, you know, the people that study the sun, all of this. He just says, oh, you're just conspiracy theorists. No, we have the government in the U.S. thousands of times alone, not to mention other governments, releasing bioweapons. You've got the Russians releasing them on their own people. And so who normally does this in history is government, so we would be mental patients if we didn't look at them first, just mindless idiots in denial.
But they're just going to kill the messenger instead. That seems to be the MO.
Well, yeah, this conspiracy theorist thing now says, I don't care what 30,000 scientists say, they believe we didn't walk on the moon. They didn't say anything about not walking on the moon.
No, I know. They just shut out the whole debate and frame it only how they want it to be framed. And how exactly that transfers to the swine flu, I don't know, but yeah, we know about these terrible episodes where they were clearly in control.
You know, I'm not taking breaks on this show tonight because I don't really have folks get my own coffee, but I literally can't take a break, so I can't leave. Aaron, do me a big favor. I know you're busy printing those articles. Get me those articles, and you have somebody, and I guess we don't have the secretary here today. Get me a cup of coffee. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that, my friend. Yeah, when I do these shows without breaks, there's no bathroom breaks. There's no time to get coffee, and that coffee got cold before I ever drank it, so I need some energy here, and I have some coffee. That's the only drug I get to enjoy now. I don't smoke a cigar anymore, I don't drink any beer anymore, and I don't get to, I used to even have a pipe, not because I'm like an old man or something. It's fun to load it up and smoke you some nice vanilla tobacco or something. I'm an old-fashioned guy. It's what I like. I don't even do that anymore, but I still have a cup of coffee in the morning and at night if I've got to stay up, because I'm going to work on a film once the show is done today. We may go past 10. Jaron, I know you got a party you were going to go to. Are you game to go past 10? If need be, okay. I don't want to go too far because I got to go to church in the morning. But I may not, though. If these cases start popping up in Austin and it's causing deaths. If it turns into a pandemic, I am going to be here this next week in studio, but I'm packing my bags. There's not a shower at this office, though I've been trying to get one added, but I guess I can wash under my arms in the sink in there. I'm going to come stay here, and I'm going to have my family locked down out at our house, and I'm going to come stay here. In fact, we got to pull the trigger on that. By Monday, we'll know. Jaron, I want to see who wants to volunteer with me, because we're going to have to lock ourselves in here. Whoever comes in here stays in. Whoever goes out stays out. We got to lock our families down if it does. Now, I'm not saying that's happening. The point is, they're already got quarantines in South Texas and San Antonio at some hospitals and homes. That's confirmed. I got the AP and Reuters right here. They're already locking down states in Mexico and Mexico City. And this thing has killed a bunch of people in Mexico, and it hasn't killed anybody here yet. Has it mutated to a less virulent strain by the time it got here, which happens. That's how it works if it's a really naturally occurring event. If it's virulent all over, folks, and kills people all over, you're looking at a staged event. We don't know. Time will tell. That's why we're here covering this. Do I have any other calls from Mexico? Okay, I'm going to open every time we open the lines up, dozens of calls come in, but I'm going to open them up again in a minute. For only people in Mexico, please, or if you directly are in a quarantine area in Texas or Kansas or Canada, okay, I'm going to go to everybody else. You don't have to hang up, but I want, don't you want to know, viewers and listeners out there? Okay, Reese has good info. Let me give the number of folks in Mexico. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Listen carefully. And we got the 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. Is the answer to 1984, 1776. Let's go ahead and talk to Reese in Texas. Reese, you're on the air.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, this kind of freaked me out because when they said Steele High School here, my heart kind of dropped, man, because I can see the lights from my house. It's less than 2 miles away.
Yeah, that's right. I have the AP on that. Tell folks again, that's one of the high schools in South Texas shut down because some of the kids that go there, they have it, and their families are locked down under police guard in their homes. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Well, slowly, heard, tell folks the name people. Of your town, your school. Give them all the details, Reese.
I live in Cibolo, Texas. It's just north of San Antonio, about an hour away from Austin. My father's actually on the school board here, and from what I was hearing this morning when I woke up, they were thinking about shutting down the entire school district next week, but from what I hear right now, they are just closing down Steele High School here. And they had a public meeting scheduled for the 27th. I was going to go there, film it. They've canceled that. Basically, that's all I know, man. But I got to be honest with you, we're freaking out over here because, I mean, it's just right on our doorstep. I mean, what I don't understand is why they would pick this town. I don't understand, you know, man? But,
Well, anyway, it may be naturally occurring. I mean, there are hundreds of real flus every year. It's just if you look at all the preparation, the hype of bird flu and the drills on the border for martial law and the state senator I had on talking about martial law on the Texas border with Mexico and the way the media has been hyping it and the way they've been hyping Tamiflu. Notice how they just came out again talking about pandemics and things the last few months. The last time they did all of this was back in 2002, 2003, when they tried to get 14 million first responders, firemen, police, medical workers, doctors, county, city workers, state workers, federal workers to take smallpox. And then some started taking it, and it would cause an autoimmune response, mainly in middle-aged men. They were having heart attacks. Some people actually got smallpox. That was in the news. They covered it up. And so their first responders wouldn't take it. Then they did forced inoculation drills. Now they've hired the preachers in the clergy response teams to prepare their flocks to go to the FEMA camps, take the inoculations. We reported that when it was secret. Now it's public. Just like we reported MIAC and the federal documents when they were secret, that gun owners are terrorists and conservatives and Christians are terrorists and veterans are terrorists. Now it's public. I mean, we get the secret documents. Look at how we're doing an internet-only show, not even my AM and FM show. We will do that tomorrow, 4 to 6, and we're getting calls from Mexico, Texas, one of the towns in Texas it's happening in, Mexico where it's going on. That's because this show is huge, and it's a great responsibility we have, but we're getting all these documents, and it's just amazing. That's why I've got to somehow raise more money to hire more competent people. We got competent folks. People spend that like I'm saying they're not competent. No, we don't have enough people. We need more competent people be able to gauge and handle all this, but we have to also stop infiltration here, which has been a major problem. I don't get into on air, but it's been a major problem. Again, tell folks, I have that in my stack, Texas school quarantine. Google that and throw it up on screen if you can. We got one guy doing 10 things like an octopus in there. Again, tell folks the name of your town, north of San Antonio. That's right by That's right by that German town.
The I-35 corridor.
Yeah, that's right by the German town. What's the name of the German town?
Cibolo, Texas, right off the I-35 corridor, about 10 minutes from San Antonio to the north, right along the I-35.
Yeah, you're right by, you're just south of New Braunfels, right?
That's right, yep. 15 minutes. And, man, I gotta be honest with you, dude, I'm not gonna allow the FEMA to come in here. I don't know what's gonna happen, maybe it's nothing, okay? But if FEMA comes in here and starts, injecting us, it's not gonna fly. I mean, I'm not gonna allow that to happen. But, that's not happened yet, so. I'll let you get to other callers because this is an important broadcast.
Well, you say folks are scared there. Anything else, Reese? I mean, what's the feeling of folks there in your town north of San Antonio in the suburbs?
Okay, to be honest with you, I'm scared because I listen to your show daily. I know what's going on here. I know that they've actually put live viruses in the avian flu, but people here, they're mindless neocons, man. They don't understand. This is a big joke to them, okay? They don't even know what's coming. So if this is a pandemic, it's going to come through here, and these people are totally unawares. They're not even going to prepare, okay?
Well, that's how it works. Sure. I mean, it's meant to get you accustomed to death and problems.
Yes.
I've always said, and you say you're a listener, so you can attest to this, but it's on record in all the shows we've done, that they're going to have trial balloons of a SARS-type respiratory flu. I said that last week, and I said it a month ago, that would kill a few hundred. Then they test the drills, the takeovers. Then they have something that kills 10,000. Then they have something that kills 1 million. This is in a period of a decade. Then they have something that kills 100 million. And by then, you're drilled of how to lock down, how people die, how they get taken away, how you take the shots, the first shots they give you during the crises, aren't filled with cancer viruses, aren't filled with pathogens. You learn how to trust them. It's like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill. I've studied.
That's exactly what I was trying to tell everyone. It's like I'm living in Jonestown here. I mean, they don't even care. It's like, I asked them if they're going to take the flu vaccine. They said, yeah, sure. I mean, you got to die sometime. I mean, who says that, But I got to ask you one more question before I let you go, and you can get to other callers because this is very important. But my question is, do you think that the national media could be doing some sort of psyops here? Because they said there's only a few cases here, but what if it actually is getting, it's getting into the population and it's infecting people, and they're only reporting a few just to keep us.
Well, I already have a headline here from AP that, and again, it's in my stack. In fact, Google this so I get the headline right. I got so many stories here. I'm used to being able to take a break and go through my notes, but I'll just do that on air in a moment. I'll just read every headline in a moment. It'll be fine. The headline is CDC, flu outbreak, too late to stop flu outbreak spread.
Jesus.
So they've already said, and it's true, because people are saying, why don't you shut the border? And they're saying, too late. Now, that's not true. If things really get bad in Mexico, which, again, we hope doesn't happen, but they're the ones fear-mongering, then you would have a breakdown of society down there. They're already on the edge of collapse, the government admits, in Mexico and here, that if there is a real flu outbreak, and it's like the Spanish flu that killed 40-something million people, then you would have people streaming across en masse. But the CDC's excuse of why they haven't shut down the border is, oh, well, it's already too late. It's in Canada. It's in Kansas. It's in Texas. So it doesn't matter. I appreciate your call from San Antonio suburb that said they're not having school Monday. Thank you. I've got that in the stack. Here's Los Angeles Times. 11 more suspected swine flu cases in U.S. Total reaches 19 with a couple in Kansas, school children in New York City, and a person in California that believed have mild cases of swine flu. It is not clear yet whether the virus is easily transmitted, but it is confirmed it's human to human, not from pig to human. That may have originally come through pigs to human. Remember, it's a hybrid of bird, swine, and human. Just, folks, that has, I'd say, 95% chance this was manufactured, came out of a laboratory. In fact, I'm 100%, but because I've studied it. But who knows what's going to happen with this? This really stinks. Obama shook hands with man who died from swine flu. The first case was seen in Mexico April 13th. The outbreak coincided with President Obama's trip to Mexico on April 16th. Obama was received by Mexico's Anthropology Museum in Mexico City by Filippo Solis, distinguished archaeologist who died the following day from symptoms similar to flu. Reforma newspaper reported. The newspaper didn't confirm if Solis had swine flu or not, but actually found an AP article that did say he died of it. Now, whatever. There's that one. Again, out of BBC, they're reporting that medical doctor Yene Gregorio Davila, Mexico City, is saying that it's 20 dead at his hospital alone, not 68 dead as of this morning, but 200. That's BBC. Mexico may take more flu control steps, Calderon says, declares emergency, locking down at cities, locking down areas, putting people on quarantine. Global flu epidemic fears grows more U.S. cases. And then look at this story. Venture capital firm set to reap rewards of swine flu. The swine flu outbreak is likely to benefit one of the most prolific and successful venture capital firms in the United States, Kellner, Perkins, and Caulfield and Bayer's, Thomson Reuters, Private Equity Week reported on Friday. Shares of the two public companies in the firm's portfolio of eight pandemic and biodefense companies, BioCrist Pharmaceuticals, Novavax, jumped Friday on news that the swine flu killed a reported 60 people, it's over that now, in Mexico and has infected people in the United States. I mean, if they've confirmed 3 days into this outbreak in Mexico, yeah, 3 days, it'll be four at midnight tonight, that it killed 68 as of this morning, and then now they're saying it's really over 200. This is not going to be pretty. Obama and Bush are all tied into that. So is Rumsfeld. Yeah. You know what? I want to play this video clip first. And then I got Kevin in Canada, Bob in South Carolina, Julian in Indiana, Chuck in North Carolina, Angela in Virginia, Mark in Oregon. And we'll, if my call guy can remember who called first, just let me know on the system, and I'll go to whoever you think I should go to first. But I want to play this clip and take a three-minute break. I mean, what do you say about something like this? If I start describing the propaganda that's involved here, it would take 2 hours, and we run out of time instead of taking your calls and covering this. But I spent 5 hours today off and on trying to find it, and I rarely fail, and I failed. Maybe somebody can find it and put it in the PrisonPlanet.com forum. You guys can always get it done if I can't. You know, the power of millions of people out there, a brain power. But remember in 2002, they had a five-night special on Nightline on ABC with Ted Koppel, and they started the first show without even announcing it was a drill and was fake, and later in the show admitted it, and it caused somewhat of a panic. It was like War of the Worlds with Orson Welles, showing real riot footage, showing smallpox, showing people dying, and saying that smallpox had been released in the United States. And then for the five nights, they led it into martial law, dark winter, breakdown of the United States. Well, I couldn't find that. On the Prison Planet forum, I found that the guys had already, and the girls had already, had broken down everything I was already thinking. I guess our minds think alike. And had found all the government documents on other subjects where there was a federally funded program for Homeland Security pre-9/11. Now remember, Bill Clinton gave a speech about how Homeland Security would be set up in 1993, right after he was elected. They'd already set up Homeland Security. They then introduced it, made it a cabinet position after 9/11. This talks about that. Now, if you want to find it, just Google dark winter pretext for top off. I don't know if Kurt's gotten this posted yet, but we need to get this up right now. I'm going to play the video for you right now, though. Dark winter pretext for top off, CCMRFCBRNE. Wait a minute, I got Aaron here, too. He can post it. Let's have Aaron post it. Got two webmasters here. Now, listen to me carefully. Aaron, will you just go ahead and post this video on InfoWars if Kurt hasn't? This exercise was made possible by grant funding from the McCormick Tribune Foundation, the Oklahoma City National Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism, June 22nd, 23rd, 2001, the Center for Strategic International Studies, the John Hopkins Center for Civilian Biodefense Studies, the Answer Institute for Homeland Security. You hear that? Homeland Security, before they announce it to you, the slaves. And the Oklahoma City National Memorial Institute for the Prevention of Terrorism. And then it goes on from there. We're going to post this right now with the text and the video at InfoWars.com. Now, they put on a fake newscast in Oklahoma. This was shown to Homeland Security people and others at Northcom. Northcom was not set up in 2002, boys and girls. It's been around since the 40s. Now, this is them fear-mongering for the breakdown of society, dark winter, the shutdown of the Texas-Oklahoma border. They also did another test that same year for anthrax attack. And that's in my video, famous video, Alex Jones predicts 9/11. And I say, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center, don't carry out the attack. Just like I've been saying the last few weeks, tell the government don't carry out the bird flu attack. I just see the integrated spectrum. I see the data. I don't believe this is the attack. This is a preparation and a dry run trial balloon of a real hybrid virus. They're just getting you trained and tested right now that they're the boss, they're the saviors, love them. Because the media is hyping this and really trying to create hysteria and fear. It is zoological, a double zoological virus combined with a human. Again, it's very suspicious, but I hope and pray. My gut tells me this is already a devastating virus, but my gut tells me this is manufactured, this is released, this is being managed. I saw fear preparation the last month building up. That's why I've been doing shows on bird flu. Steve Quayle on Monday, he said it's coming within weeks. Intel told him, boom, what's happening? I pray he's wrong. But when you live this, when you pray this, when you dream this, when you eat this, sleep this, then you start getting the deep knowledge of how the enemy operates. Now, that doesn't mean they may not pull out of this or do something else, or there's not another attack behind it, or this is just a drill. My gut is this is staged. And again, a gut, like a good police detective, they go, oh, my nose or my gut tells me that's the killer, and you know, it turns out they're right in history with a really good detective. That's not a gut. That's thousands of pieces of data, research, experience, all of that brings it together. Now, watch this fear-mongering piece and understand how they've been inculcating this into the culture. Now, I wish I could find the Nightline. I looked on YouTube, Google. I spent hours. Ted Koppel, but Ted Koppel wasn't in it till the last few episodes where they then said, okay, we fear-mongered you and caused a national panic. Can't believe something this big isn't on the web from only 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago. I guess it's about seven, early 2002, if memory serves. And the last few, because it was five nights, Monday through Friday. In the last two episodes, they would show in the aftermath of millions dead, Homeland Security fixed it, and blah, blah, blah. And then Ted Koppel would have guests on. What do we do? Well, we pass laws taking people's rights and force inoculation and have the police and military take these shots, and it's going to happen. Al-Qaeda's going to hit us. Now, notice, this video was produced pre-9/11, the university and Homeland Security's own press release says. Then they got some other videos that integrate it with modern things. Post 9/11, there's several of these videos actually. I'm not sure which one we're about to go to. I think we're going to the first video right now, but the point is, yeah, that's the first video. Good. Just double checking that. Notice how they're talking about Al Qaeda, Taliban having it. See, right before they hit us, months before, this is the stuff I was seeing, similar things. I didn't even know about this until today. I knew about the Homeland Security drills, but I didn't know they had videos produced for it. For the feds to fear-monger them and inculcate them. You know, most of the feds aren't involved in this. They don't know either. They're all brainwashed like the general public. Okay, regardless, let's go ahead and go to this video. Then I'm going to come right back to your calls, I promise. For folks in Mexico, I want to hear from you in Mexico. Mexico City, we got one call out of the gates. Call me. Is the phone system open right now? We're going to open it right now during this video for folks in Mexico only. Just hang up on them if they're not from Mexico. They can call in later, but I want folks in Mexico where the heart of this is happening. Eyewitness reports that we got earlier. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. If that doesn't work or something from Mexico, 888-201-2244, 512-646-1776. We'll be right back after this video. Take your call. Stay with me.
Good evening. We interrupt our regular programming to return to Southwest Medical Center and continuing coverage of the outbreak of a mystery sickness. Earlier today, hospital officials said they were admitting patients with symptoms that seemed to be severe adult chickenpox. But now we have new information. We go to Andy Field outside Southwest Medical Center. Good evening, Andy. What can you tell us?
Sheila, we've been moved to an isolated area behind the hospital. And off the record, doctors here suspect that at least five patients hospitalized at Southwest may have smallpox. Now, for those of us who don't remember the disease, it is a deadly virus. We haven't seen it in this country in at least 20 years. Now, if this proves to be true, we could have a very serious health emergency on our hands. But officially, the hospital will not confirm or deny that diagnosis.
And the problem is we don't have enough vaccine to go around.
Meaning we don't have enough vaccine for the United States?
Well, I would like to think that, but we don't have sufficient stockpiles for the people in Oklahoma, Georgia, or Pennsylvania, much less for the entire United States population.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound encouraging. What do you mean exactly?
Angie, it means it could be a very dark winter for America.
Sobering. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Kavlik. We do continue to wait for official reaction to this developing situation. Now we go to a special report on the deadly effects of smallpox that led scientists to launch an eradication program thought to wipe out. On day six of the smallpox epidemic, the White House confirmed that federal government officials and military personnel are being vaccinated. 300 people have died. At least 2,000 are infected with smallpox. Smallpox symptoms are being seen in 15 states, also in Canada, Mexico, and England. The U.S. smallpox vaccine supply continues to shrink as officials try to stretch limited stocks to cover the entire nation. An official announcement regarding the remaining vaccine inventory is expected later today. Struggles to get vaccinated led to violence in some cities. Profound economic losses are crippling the nation. In Oklahoma alone, economic experts project severe losses in the state's multi-billion dollar agricultural commodities market. Still, no group claims responsibility for unleashing the deadly smallpox virus. But NCN has learned that Iraq may have provided the technology behind the attack to terrorist groups based in Afghanistan. We have a breaking story from Oklahoma. We go straight to Andy Fields of Oklahoma City's KMSA. Andy, are you there?
Angie, Texas Governor Rick Parsons has now suspended all surface and air contact between Texas and Oklahoma. He has ordered his state troopers and the National Guard to seal the borders. Now, we're about a mile away from the Texas border here, just near Interstate 35 and the Red River Bridge that connects the two states. The troopers here have taken the media to what they call a so-called safe spot. But as we've told you earlier today, Oklahomans by the carload have been seen leaving the state in every direction trying to escape this deadly smallpox outbreak. Now, we have reports of vigilantes at the Texas border trying to stop people from coming over. I don't know if you just heard that. That was a shot fired. We've heard, there's another one. Now, we're not sure where these shots are coming from. We're a little too far away from the border to hear this here, but there have been shots. This is the second time in the hour we've heard this. The National Guard and the Oklahoma State Troopers are here with us. We're not certain who's doing the firing or if what we're hearing is return firing. There's another shot. It's starting to sound like a war zone. I'm Andy Field reporting.
No other country in the world is accepting flights originating in or transiting the U.S. On day 12 of the worst public health crisis in America's history, demonstrations for more vaccine in hard-hit communities disintegrated into riots and looting around the nation. Interstate commerce has stopped in several regions of the nation. A national suspension of trading on America's stock exchanges takes effect tomorrow. International commerce with the U.S. has virtually ceased. The Centers for Disease Control report that efforts to stem the smallpox epidemic have depleted America's inventory of smallpox vaccine. While the CDC may be out of the vaccine, at least 45 internet websites are now offering what they claim are safe, effective vaccines. These claims have not, we repeat, they have not been independently verified. Authorities urge caution. At least 25 states and 10 foreign countries are reporting smallpox infections. At the United Nations temporarily meeting in Geneva, China has sponsored a resolution to censure the U.S., blaming America for reintroducing smallpox to the world. It demands the U.S. supply the world with vaccine. Since the diagnosis of 20 smallpox cases in Oklahoma City 12 days ago, hundreds have now died. Thousands have become infected. The latest figures show more than 15,000 new cases in the past week. Officials now question whether a single attack could be responsible for this outbreak pattern developing in the U.S. But they project that each 2 to 3 week period will see a minimum tenfold increase in new cases.
Okay, that's the total propaganda that was shown to feds and bureaucrats in June of 2001, right before they staged the 9/11 attacks, saying Iraq was working with the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, and Afghanistan. And I saw similar stuff being given to the public. I mean, that's how they script this crap. And then you notice they launched anthrax attacks 2 or 3 weeks later after 9/11 and tried to say Saddam did it first. Then it turned out it was weaponized, so they tried to burn 2 or 3 different patsies, and then they finally grabbed one guy, put him in a mental institution from Fort Detrick, murdered him, and it was weaponized smallpox. So, and you notice they demonized the internet at the end of that, and they demonized how we didn't take our smallpox vaccines quick enough in preparation for the real attack and the push for it after that. I mean, that, and that's the kind of stuff I saw on the news. That was a drill, a fake newscast the government created for Homeland Security before Homeland Security publicly existed. That's how scripted all this is. It's like when you hear about a national ID card, it means you've already had one through your driver's license for 10 years. You know, when you hear about, oh, we're now taking your blood at birth for DNA databases, been going on since 1973. Now that's public. Exactly as I told you, they've now admitted it. We had the documents. But right now, let's go to Mexico City. Let's go to Justin in Mexico City. Appreciate him answering the call to call into the show with what's happening as we track what the media is calling a burgeoning pandemic with parts of Mexico City locked down, with several states locked down inside Mexico. Justin, what can you tell us being there on the ground?
It's pretty crazy that everybody's running around with gas, with masks on, and a lot of people are panicking. I had to go to the hospital today because my wife is going to give birth, and there's people throwing up on the floor. They don't even clean it up. Just no control, I guess. Seems like it could spread really easily.
Okay, now I'm getting concerned. Let me stop you, sir. You're in Mexico City. What area? Can you tell us what hospital you visited? Because that's the emails we're getting, the emails the BBC is getting, and I have a skeleton crew here tonight. They're telling me that per hospital, it's 20 dead here, 15 dead there, with hundreds of hospitals. Are you telling me that you were at a hospital and there was people there all over sick? Tell me what you saw.
Yeah, they were. I went into the bathroom. There was a guy collapsed against the wall, pretty much like passed out. Some woman threw up. All they did was just sweep it up. They didn't even bleach it. You know, looked like a lot of people weren't sick, but I'm sure they will get sick there, you know.
How many people did you see? Okay, how big is this hospital? What area of Mexico City?
San Bartolo. It's in Naucalpan. Naucalpan de Juarez. It's in the state of Mexico, just outside of Mexico City.
So it's one of the mega suburbs.
It's a public hospital. And there's at least 100 people there.
Now, 100 people there for the baby or a broken leg, or 100 people there?
Oh, no, they all had masks on. I assume like they went there because they felt sick. You know, there were people coughing, sneezing, throwing up.
Yeah, this is a weird respiratory flu. Go ahead.
Right. A lot of people are panicking. I mean, everywhere you go, you see that, you know, you can see that people are scared. Just hoping that it'll pass, you know, that it'll die down.
Well, regardless, let's just say it's some really bad flu, and it is natural, and it just so happens to be swine, bird, and human, and happened to pop up. The way the media is hyping it and pushing it, they're using this for more control. And a lot of the people in Mexico, the emails I'm getting and the articles I'm seeing are bitching about the Mexican government fear-mongering. What would you say about what the Mexican news itself is saying?
Well, I know that when I came back from work today, I talked to one of my neighbors, and he was saying that he thinks that the government did it because they don't want the people to have another revolution, just to keep their minds busy, like how before they had the Chupacabra. You know, they just make things up, you know, so that, to keep you in your house and to just keep you under control, like you said.
Exactly. In fact, they've been gauging that Mexico going into the summer is primed for revolution to completely, areas of the government totally collapsing, as you know. 6,500 plus deaths last year online for 10,000 deaths in 2009 at current death rates 4 months into the year. Did you hear me earlier say that's one of the things we have to, in a Machiavellian way, look at? That any type of major crisis makes the government be the rallying point and centralizes their control, and that if I was a Mexican dictator under the control of the U.S. banks, the globalist banks, this is exactly the kind of crap I would pull if I was evil. Or are they just opportunistically using this? But your friend separately just said this.
Yeah, I mean, just out of the blue. I mean, it kind of surprised me. You know, but I guess a lot of people feel like that, but it's under the surface, you know. But a lot of people seem to be really brainwashed, too, from the TV and the radio. It's just 24 hours a day, just, you know, just about the drug dealers and the this and that. They don't really give you any real information.
Why do you think there are so many deaths in Mexico versus not that many, well, no deaths, but there's only 12 confirmed cases right now versus deaths here?
I don't know, it's hard to say, maybe just the lack of health, you know, like people's health is really, you know, bad to start out with. So, and
you're saying in Mexico City, it's, but see, the news reports are it's wealthy people are dying, you know, and there's a lot of healthy people in Mexico, especially the wealthy. I know there's a lot of poor folks who are on the edge of starvation or starving. Was it 35 million total metro, 28 million in Mexico City?
I think that's, yeah, about right. But I mean, the pollution and everything to start out with, and then, you know, just the habits. You know, like, for example, I go to work and everybody shares their food. You know, like, you have to put your food onto a table and everybody grabs it with tortillas and, you know, you shake everybody's hand and you're just really close to everybody. You go into the subway, you're packed in like sardines into the car, you know, so there's no way to really escape.
Yeah. I've only been in Mexico City one time in a layover for like 4 hours, and literally I was outside and there was like black dust that the press reported was human detritus that was dried and blowing, and I literally couldn't breathe. Now, maybe that was a bad day. I mean, how often is it like that in Mexico City?
Pretty much every day. I mean, you wake up and I can look out and I can see across the valley, but then within a few hours, you can't see maybe only, you know, a few hundred feet. It's, you know, it's that bad. I mean, you can feel it. When I go, you know, back to the States, my lungs clean out. I cough everything up, and then I come back, and then, it's hard to breathe again.
Biggest city in the world. Biggest city in the world. Absolutely amazing. Anything else you want to add from Mexico City? We appreciate you calling. Any other key pieces of data? It says there's troops everywhere, video of that, that they're locking down different states to the north to block people fleeing. Is that being reported on Mexican TV?
The troops have been here for a long time. I mean, it seems like they've been using them more and more from what I've seen, just, you know, patrolling the streets. And
I mean, specifically, what are they saying? Because the press is reporting they're locking down Mexico City.
I don't know. I mean, I went to work today and we went to the hospital. I wouldn't say that it's locked down. I mean, there's probably a lot of soldiers around, and I guess if it gets worse, it could go to that.
But, okay.
Definitely tense.
Yeah, we're trying to confirm the reports we've gotten in emails and calls that from Mexico that they're blocking the northern states. What are there, four northern states from the central and southern states?
Probably. I don't know. Just all I know is, you know, what's going on right here.
All right, well, we're praying for everybody down there, but we've got our own problems. It just started spreading here. And it's in San Antonio, It's in suburbs of Austin. It's in Kansas. It's in Canada. It's in New York. So I hope this thing isn't as deadly. Last question. 68 deaths as of this morning. That's what I saw this morning early. And then it stayed at that number, 68 deaths, in just like the last day. Now we've got Mexican doctors in the BBC reporting 200-plus deaths. What are you hearing on that front?
As far as I know, it's like about 60. But it's really hard to say because there's really not very good record-keeping here, especially in the smaller towns. You know, or someone could just die and not even go to the hospital.
Okay, but thank you. You know, absolutely. Well, do me a favor. I'll be live tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will go directly to you and anybody else from Mexico City, anybody from San Antonio, anybody. I mean, we just had a caller, you know, who can see the lights of the sports stadium at the suburb of the town in San Antonio that they're shutting down the school. I've got the AP on that. So please call me tomorrow. I'll be giving the number out, and we'll be live 4 to 6 p.m., okay?
All right. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to blitz through calls now. We have another call from Mexico. Okay, Wiley in Mexico. Go ahead. You're on the air, Wiley.
Hi. I think a lot of this is overblown about this Mexico stuff. Right. I think a lot of this about this Mexico stuff is overblown. I don't think it's as bad as what everybody's trying to make it out to be.
We hope you're right.
We're in Yucatan.
Okay, so you're down in the southeasterly area there by the Caribbean. So you're about 800 miles away then. Tell us what's happening.
No, we just got back from Mexico City. So it's not locking down in this area in any case. People seem pretty healthy. The people in Mexico City, they're wearing masks, but everybody you talk to seems to be fine.
Good. Good. That kind of contradicts the last report from a hospital, but you would see sick people at a hospital. Okay, how long ago were you in Mexico City?
Yesterday, the day before.
Okay, great. Tell us what you saw.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like everybody's saying, there's a lot of soldiers out. There's a lot of soldiers in Mexico anyway. So, you know, maybe if they're all in one area more so than they usually are, which would probably be, you know, in the downtown center.
Yeah, I'm her husband. There's soldiers all over Mexico. I mean, if you go down toward the Guatemala-Mexican border, you'll see Blackwater gringos down there. So, I mean, it just depends on what part you're in. There's soldiers all over.
Sure, I know it's really tough down there by the Guatemalan border. I was just down there. So specifically, the reason we're talking about soldiers is they're saying it's a civil emergency. They're declaring emergency powers. So that's the issue that we're and either way you cut it, I agree with you. They are hyping this. We hope it's just hype and that there's nothing behind it. And this certainly is a way for the government to grandstand. And a lot of Mexicans are complaining that the Mexican media and the U.S. media are overhyping this. Why do you think that is happening?
I don't know why it's happening, but I agree with everyone else in that respect then, because it is being overhyped. We're not seeing anybody or meeting anybody, and we have other family there that's sick. It's just everybody's wearing stuff for precautions. The pharmacies are selling vitamin C and pushing vitamin C for also precaution, I guess. But people don't seem to be sick. As far as the soldiers go, most of them are friendly. It's the same thing that we see pretty much every day. But I think they're trying to make Mexico look bad in a lot of different ways recently, and I don't know why, just like the drug things. I mean, we don't have issues with... We're never getting hijacked or carjacked or shot at. We've never seen anything like that here.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add as Americans living in Mexico?
It's safe. Come on down.
Okay. Thank you so much. I envy you down there by the Caribbean. Good scuba diving. Okay. Let's go to Kevin in Canada. Thanks for holding, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hello there, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, here in North Bay, we got a bunch of Mexican exchange students, and when I would come back from the college, I'd always be on the transit bus, and I got to know a couple of them. So I went and asked them, and I went and talked with a couple of them earlier today, and I know they hang out here in North Bay. And they're telling them that they were getting ready to go back to Mexico next month after their school year is done here. But a couple of them were telling me that their parents have been telling them to stay in Canada a little bit longer. I don't know why, but that's what they were telling me. I speak Spanish, by the way.
I mean, we just heard how great things are, and I know in areas of Yucatan, that's the kind of the resort area. It's nice. They were telling us that Mexico City was kind of great. But things are deteriorating, and there are a lot of folks dead. And the issue is flu killed 40 million people in 1918, and it killed a couple million more in an outbreak a few decades later. And then we have governments hyping it, the very governments that stage terror attacks and are eugenicists. And, you know, Dr. Pianca in biology departments, and I run into others that are involved in weapons labs who are part of the eugenics movement, who are celebrating and waiting for airborne Ebola, kind of the 12 monkeys crew. And so that's why we're watching this and looking at this. And I'm in Texas, and they're shutting schools down south of me and got people locked up in their houses that have this. And if folks start dying from this bird flu in the United States or Canada, and it's in Canada, as you know, or in Kansas, we got a problem. Because that means it's been spread by design, again, 95% of the time or more, because it mutates if it naturally spreads from body to body, because there's so many different mutations happening as the virus replicates.
Well, and these kids that are here in North Bay, these are rich kids that are here in North Bay. Their parents are cops, lawyers, perhaps even drug dealers also. So when they got the rich parents telling their kids to stay up here in Canada, I think there may be something down there that maybe a lot worse than what that lady was telling us. Because again, she's in Yucatan, so that means that she's.
Look. I was in. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I was in Yucatan, which is one of the better places in Mexico, 3 months ago, in January. So 3 months ago, it was bad. The shops were shut down. They weren't letting people fish. They said, I was like, I was here a few years ago. So I was down there scuba diving and I took 5 days off with the family. I was like, and I also went down to Central America. Really busy before, Costa Mayan places, and they don't let the locals fish anymore under UN rules. You know, the big trawlers can come fishing, but little boats aren't allowed to go out and fish. I mean, it was bad. And the tourist places were almost bankrupt. And, that place is in deep trouble. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just want to encourage you to put all of your efforts towards a bird flu film. Maybe it can be mixed in with the chemtrails or something like that, but I really think it's urgent. I called in Burmis, told him the same thing about 2.5 weeks ago. Something is brewing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I just showed a newscast where they said Saddam is going to attack America through Al-Qaeda. And this was right before 9/11 with these fake newscasts they showed to the feds. This is a brainwashing video for federal employees and local police. And notice how the whole script they were showing fit in with what they really did a few months later with the anthrax, trying to blame it on Saddam and 9/11. I mean, these people never stop. And I'm telling you, they got in their cards, like I said, a month ago and 2 weeks ago and last week, in their cards. This is my exactly what I said. I said they got a bird flu, they got an attack on Iran, they got a nuke, they got a financial collapse. They got Pakistan. That's in their cards. They got these cards. And I know they're going to play cards. And then I saw Fox News Friday morning saying that Al-Qaeda stole a nuke out of Pakistan with no evidence, and the reporter didn't say, what's your proof? You know, this would be, and then it wasn't top story. They just slip it out. So, their agenda for world government, world bank, none of this is going to work if they don't have big crises so they can pose as the saviors. And whenever governments get in trouble, they stage crises. And even if this is a naturally occurring flu, the way they're hyping it, they're using it to pose as the saviors, centralized control. And then you've got it mutating with pig, bird, and human from Asia and Europe and North America in one spot. Very suspicious. Anything else?
Yeah, exactly. You know, right after the tea parties are a big success, right as Mexico's on the verge of revolution, right as Ron Paul's bill is about to come out, 1207?
It's got 86 sponsors to audit the Fed.
I mean, this is the big event to cover up everything. This is Monica Lewinsky, or maybe worse.
God, I hope not, man. I'm right here in Texas. I mean, this is basically Mexico. And,
God bless you, Alex. Thank you for doing what you're doing tonight, working on Saturday. Hey, I work 7 days a week, too. We appreciate you. We love you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, listen, don't thank me. Wild horses couldn't pull me away from this. I mean, you figure out the government's run by eugenics criminals who've done thousands of chemical, biological, radiological tests on the American people, admittedly killing us in many cases. They stage terror attacks. That's declassified. They're criminals. Foreign banks are bankrupting my children's futures. Of course I'm going to be down here. I'm going to be down here after the show working on the next film. Got a little surprise film coming out that I'll announce in 1 week that'll be available in 1 week. A little surprise, a little emergency transmission. And then I've got just a lot more coming up. Another Obama film, September 1st, and a lot more. And don't forget to support us, folks. This costs a lot of money to do this. Please purchase some of the books, videos, T-shirts, information at InfoWars.com. Now is the time to wake people up. I want to recap everything at the end of the show. I want to leave here about 10:15 Central and then back into retransmission. Let's run through more of your calls. I'm going to recap all the top news and the latest info for everybody that just joined us in the special transmission. It's 9:36 and 27 seconds, 9:36 and 29 seconds, Central Standard Time on the 25th, Saturday, the 25th day of April, 2009. Let's go to Julian in Indiana. Julian, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Good. Good to have you here with us.
Your voice. I've been waiting for a while, but what I have to tell you is important. My friends and I listen to you all the time. they used to be sort of in the paradigm, and I've helped them sort of break out, you know, by being patient with them. They've helped me, too, by being patient with me and waking
up. Can you speak up?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can. I'm a soft-spoken dude.
Oh, no, that's okay. Maybe it's my system, but just go ahead. So you've changed people's paradigm, but go ahead.
Yeah. And they're changing people's paradigms, too. The point is, you know, they're going to hear this later. We're going to go over to their house, chill, listen to this. What I want to tell you is that my sister told me about them putting bird flu in the vaccine last summer. She has a friend, sort of a spiritual guide, who told her this. And then it came out that Baxter, you know what happened. That Baxter was putting the flu vaccine. They got busted in 18 different countries doing this. But, you know, there's been no justice for that. But she has told me about an exercise on the 29th of this month, which is the day after my birthday, and it's supposed to take place in Akron, Ohio, and it's a FEMA exercise for live avian bird flu. Do you know about this?
Yes, there's a whole bunch. It's Top Off 2009, and Glenn Beck's saying, where's the FEMA camps in Top Offs since 2000? And Dark Winter exercises. This is in AP, Reuters, everywhere. They practice putting people in sports stadiums and then taking them to FEMA camps from there. And it's in the New York Times, the Washington Post. But Beck won't touch that. He goes out instead and finds a fake FEMA camp, as I said he would do.
He's a chill, man. I mean, he's a total chill. We know.
Well, and again, I don't get off on bashing him. You know, the issue is he is a Benedict Arnold deceiver. I don't really attack Limbaugh or Hannity or any of these other fakes. They've always been fakes. Beck is out there acting like he's one of us, you know, like what he was saying. I'm going to expose the camps. I think they're real. And I said, people are like, Alex, don't bash Beck. You're just jealous of how big he is. He's going to expose the camps. And I said, watch. He's going to debunk them. And you know, this is about my kids not dying of stage bird flu. It isn't about me caring about Glenn Beck, the pumpkin head on Fox News. I'm way past all that crap, folks. I don't care about it. Go ahead.
I hear you, man. I hear you. What I wanted to talk about was possible cures for if this were to happen, and it is happening with swine.
I know there's documented different classes of mushrooms and elderberry concentrates that are documented to work.
Okay. Also, Justine, my sister, told me, she sent me this email about a company called Natural Solutions, and it is called Miracle Mineral Solutions. Have you heard of that?
Heard of what again?
Called MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution.
I know that a lot of us are mineral deficient and that a really good mineral supplement is good. But listen, I appreciate your call. Jaron, who's into herbs and stuff, said his wife or girlfriend just sent this, excuse me. It says, and I've heard of this. Yeah, the last great plague of 1664, 1665 covered all of Europe. It's the Vinegar of Four Thieves. No Greater Joy Ministries. I've heard of that. Why don't we put that on screen if we can? Or if we can't, don't worry about it. We got one guy doing the job of three people in there. And usually the three people are doing the job of five people. Let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Oh, Alex, just a couple of things here. First one, you know that they're combining the human a type of human virus, bird flu virus, as well as your swine flu virus.
Oh, yeah.
That's under the microscope.
Yeah, I mean, it's basic. No, I have Reuters and AP admitting that. If I haven't made that clear, I'm going to make it clear. This is a super engineered virus, 95%, and that's conservative. I mean, I should say 99.9. This is staged. There's no doubt. The question is it a trial balloon to fearmonger and set up their infrastructure, or to give the Mexican government cover to play the savior and to sell a bunch of Tamiflu for Obama's people and Bush's people and Rumsfeld that own the stock, or is this the big one? Go ahead.
Or is it the beta test on top of all of that? You know how they roll their accomplishments into one move is a good chess player.
No, exactly. Works. I've always said, and I know you're a long-time listener, that they're going to have lots of little beta tests before the big one.
Well, maybe they won't need many beta tests, Alex, as far as they've gotten along here. They probably go back through history and they analyze from the historical record how people reacted to pandemic situations from the beginning to the end of them. I'm sure they've got their satanic means down to a science at this point. But Alex, I mainly called in today to really ask you to please investigate, you know, through the internet and whatever medical sources you may have, the effectiveness of essential oil of oregano. Okay, I've used it now for more than 15 years. I've helped numerous people with numerous maladies with it.
I mean that's another thing. Oil of oregano, incredible antiviral properties. But I don't want to say any of this is a cure. You know, the biggest thing is if flu's actually killing people around you, don't get fear mongered and run out and take their vaccine. Because it lasts 6 years in a row, they haven't gotten it right for what the real, you know, for the flu of that year. You know, they guessed the mutation. And I'm just saying, if it really is breaking out, don't think if you got oil of oregano and garlic and a few other things that it's going to make you invincible or make your baby invincible. You know, stay away from people if it turns out to be a real pandemic and turns out to be some new super flu.
It's a preventative. It will boost the immune system to the point where I doubt very seriously that anybody is going to get it, okay? Now, as a curative, it is just as effective on all flu viruses from everything I've seen. Now, when I called you, I don't know, it's been 6 weeks or more, I mentioned to you that on Steve Quayle's radio show, when Steve was still on shortwave about 2.5-3 months ago now, Hawk did the guest host on that show one day. And what Hawk reported, he didn't say maybe and he didn't say if, he said that Dr. Cass Ingram, who is the medical doctor turned naturopathic type doctor, who publicized the effectiveness and then wrote a book called The Cures in the Cupboard, giving you, I don't know, 60 or 70 major maladies to humankind that oregano addresses.
No, I understand. It's been talked about for ever 12 years, 13 years I've been on Genesis.
But he said university studies had recently proven about 3 months ago that the oil of oregano actually kills the Ebola virus as well as the deadly form of the bird flu virus.
All right. Listen, I appreciate, I appreciate your call. We've got to keep running here. I won't get to everybody. Missy in Michigan. Thank you so much, Missy.
Hi, Alex. I have two questions for you. First, would you be willing to share with us how you would personally handle it if you or someone in your family got infected?
Well, I mean, I agree with what the caller in Oregon, Mark, was just saying, that oil of oregano, elderberry, vitamin C, but it's hard once somebody gets infected and they're vomiting their guts out and crapping their guts out to help them then. You want the preventative. And I know that garlic, I know oil of oregano, I know some of these different mushrooms have been proven to be extremely antiviral and really help. But talking to other medical doctors and actually looking at the studies he just mentioned, and I am aware of them, it helps. I don't want to tell anybody there's a silver bullet. I mean, you know, if this stuff really is as bad as they say, again, we're hoping that's not the case, but the media is really hyping it up, or in the next event, or whatever's coming down the road, it's good to have these stores of this, but to stay away from people. You know, don't think if you're just taking oil of oregano, you're invincible. But again, this is probably just media hype and a bunch of fear mongering. We'll know more tomorrow. I'll be on the air 4 to 6 p.m. to integrate the info and to take your calls, and we'll know more on Monday. If it's true, as BBC is reporting and others, that they're covering up the real extent of the deaths, and it's over 200 in Mexico City, and this stuff, they admit, has spread all over North America, this is a serious situation.
My second question is, do you have a call into Dr. Carly? I'd love to hear what she has to say about all this.
That's a good idea. Well, we're going to get Carly on. We're going to get a lot of different medical doctors and people on the show. I mean, did you notice I've been talking about bird flu a lot the last few years? Because I noticed they'd pipe down in their fear-mongering and propaganda. It's when they hype it up, always out of a clear blue sky, that then they play the games because they want to pre-program. And notice we've been doing show after show, did one last Monday before any of this broke out. That's, the news broke on, Wednesday. Notice that we have been, and the Baxter, people don't know the Baxter story. You should go to Infowars.com and read, and PrisonPlanet.com and read, swine flu is deadly mix of never-before-seen viruses. And then we linked all the stories and articles about Baxter and give you the full picture there. Another one, swine flu outbreak originated at Fort Dix in 76. The original plague that killed 40 million in 1918 originated at a U.S. military base. Those were staged events. That's why President Ford was ready with the swine flu shot that killed so many people. And then folks refused to take it. They're running eugenics operations. See, they scare you with the fear-mongering of something that probably isn't that bad. Then everybody runs out and gets the vaccine. That's really what's dangerous. Go ahead.
That's it. Thanks a lot for what you're doing.
Thank you. I mean, there's so many facets to all of this, and I hope I'm covering them all here today. Let's go ahead and take another call. Brian in Canada. Brian, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I was doing my research here on the Internet. So far, they've retracted it. They said that the people aren't under quarantine in Lakeshore and Dorval, and the official from the Quebec government didn't want to say that it's a confirmed case, neither did the Canadian official. But there's only some of the news that is covering it. What's strange, CBC usually covers everything. They haven't even mentioned this. So it's me, from my experience with the SARS outbreak in Toronto a few years ago, they always seem to wait until it's too late before they say it. You know, and me.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing is that, and in fact, I've noticed that. I was watching TV today and had the radio on, everything on, trying to like really gauge because I have a bad feeling. You know, I hope this isn't a big event. It's already a big event, but I hope it's just hype. Yeah, but I have a bad feeling, which my gut's never wrong, but I can always misinterpret. That may mean it's that this is the propaganda salvo into something down the road. I'm not sure, but my gut, again, is never wrong. I can just misinterpret what my gut's telling me. But the issue here is that, yes, I was watching Fox, CNN before I went on air here, too, and there was nothing about it. And normally, if one person dies in Hunan province of China, or one lady, as are happening, dies in Cairo of bird flu, they hype it. Nothing about this when it's in Kansas, when it's in New York, when it's in Canada, when it's in Mexico. And you're saying now they're retracting. That is interesting.
Yeah, and another thing that I'm kind of fearful of, what you just mentioned about them trying to scare you into their arms. Here in Quebec, we always try and most people talk about getting their flu shots in the spring and in the fall. And here in Canada, in the springtime, Mexico is one of the top places because it's the cheapest places to get vacations to. So you have oodles of people going down to Mexico. And now if they come back here and they get scared by all of this news, oh, I better go get my spring flu shot from Baxter.
Meanwhile, Baxter to 18 factories mails out the source virus of the most deadly bird flu out there that kills 90% of humans that ingest it, but it's not airborne yet. And they mix it in with a spectrum of normal, very contagious, which do kill people, by the way. Regular flu kills 15,000 conservatively a year in the U.S. alone, hundreds of thousands worldwide. Well, it's actually, they say millions because of debilitated people. And then they mix this deadly thing with a virus, with regular flu viruses, and inject it, you know, all mix it all together, which then the scientist in the news said would be the perfect way to make it mutate. I mean, what is going on? Exactly. You've got all this stuff going on. That's why this is such a concern. But if we get out and expose the fact that it's the government behind this, the eugenicists behind this, that this may be a trial balloon, then that may stop them from doing it, my friend.
For sure. For sure. And I'd just like to let you know I'm making a lot of headway on my research up here with the chemtrails. I found the 1975 UN agreement between the United States and Canada where they agreed to exchange information on weather modification.
Send it to Kurt at Infowars.com and everybody else. And by the way, on the Alex Jones channel, we haven't linked to it on the websites, they've grabbed out of the PrisonPlanet.tv membership video catalog, now 5 years deep of info, the Ben Livingston Father of Weather Weapons interview exclusive we got after it was declassified. And that's kind of a hidden interview. Only members of PrisonPlanet.tv have seen it. And then now, 3 years after I interview him, finally somebody thought to put it on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube that Dave does a great job running, and now it's up there, but we haven't linked to it yet on InfoWars. Huge interview. Go watch it. Thank you so much. Just a tidbit there. Let's talk to Bob in New Mexico. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Nice to talk to you.
Bob,
hey,
thanks
you know
for being...
About,
I was just going to say, because I haven't been mentioning it, live coverage Saturday, the 25th of April, 2009, with the media hyping a potential weird bird slash pig human flu that's supposedly killed between 68 and 200 people in Mexico, and all sorts of chicanery going on, spreading all over North America. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know about the Alamogordo Daily News, about the 35 dead calves, but they didn't listen to what their reasoning was?
Yeah, that's another story I printed at home that, again, the printer was out of ink. When I got here, I noticed I didn't have the articles. Headline, hold on. Because I was Googling 200 dead flu, and I got an article 200, or was it 300? Do 200 dead pigs. There's all these dead pigs in this field, and people are asking, why are all these pigs dead? And then the government kind of covered it up. Google that, because that's something else. See, I've done so much research, I can't keep track of it all. Yeah, that's interesting. So what is the Alamogordo Daily News saying about dead cows?
Well, it's typical. 35 cows are dead in an area with a ditch, and nobody knows how they got there. And they feel they know what the reasoning is, but they're not telling anybody.
Well,
drop them off in the ditch.
That's bizarre, and that's going on in New Mexico.
Yep. Between Alamogordo and Tula Rosa.
Well, they should have tags on their ears or microchips or brands.
It's hard to tell. They look like they were at least somewhat healthy Holstein calves.
A lot of these vaccines end up... Go ahead.
You know, I was also listening to the show, and, you know, we've been well aware that they were going to do this through many of the reports that you've done. However, we've dealt with many of your listeners at Freeman Radio, and many of the people just aren't prepared. And that's where we get this, oh, my God, instead of just having NBC training.
Yeah, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. I mean, look, NBC training, if they ever have a real deadly Spanish flu-type situation killing millions of people in every major country, you better lock yourself up in your house. I mean, I don't have a little farm or ranch to run to. I keep telling my wife, I got a gut feeling. We need to get a little farm or ranch. I don't care if it's a crap hole to try to, you know, run to if this really gets serious. But I can lock myself down in my house as well. We're not saying that's happening. The point is the way they're hyping it, the way they're saying they'll use bird flu or smallpox to bring in martial law, the way they're announcing troops running checkpoints and troops telling governors, we don't care if the governor of Tennessee says don't run checkpoints, they just do it, and troops at the Boston Marathon running checkpoints, and you know, all of this happening, announcing they're going to use troops in America and federalizing, and they're announcing state police all over, or, quote, merging with the feds, totally illegal, unconstitutional. I mean, you know, it's all part of the atmosphere. And we know who the globalists are. They're so evil. They're so corrupt. They've done so much bad. That's why we're here doing this special live report tonight. And we're going to post the MP3 audio of this right when I go off at Infowars.com. I appreciate Aaron Dykes and Kurt Nemo staying up late to do this on their Saturday. And Jaron. And Rob's here. Rob Jacobson's here working as well. And I just appreciate everybody. I just totally appreciate everybody out there for all they're, you know, doing. You know, the listeners, everyone's spreading the word. Now, this is internet only tonight. And that means PrisonPlanet.tv viewers are watching this right now, and then everybody can listen to the audio streams. We're going to post the video of this for free. People are like, oh, well, it should be free. Well, it's not free for us. I'm not complaining. Just if I'm going to put this video up for free on our servers at the end of the show at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I would guess if I leave it up there a couple of days, I'll probably get a $3,000 or $4,000 bill for that because tens of thousands will watch it. So we may put it up till tomorrow night for free and then jerk it, and then hopefully people would have posted it on YouTube and Google and everywhere else. But I, you know, for the Obama deception release, we turned up the amount of computers that could dial in on one membership on, you know, one passcode to 10, and then we used 90 terabytes, and I said, oh, back it off to 5 again, back it off, you know, because my goal is just to get it out, but I don't have the money. So please go to InfoWars. We got 10 new T-shirts, gorgeous T-shirts, Patriot T-shirts, Live Free or Die with the Minutemen, you know, Answer 1984, 1776, anti-Obama shirts, anti-New World Order, InfoWars.com, the Obama deception, get it all, InfoWars.com, or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, because I got to pay these guys and run this equipment and pay for the bandwidth, but that will be free, and please pass that out to everybody. Again, going up tonight, the MP3 and the video and all the rest of it. Okay, I'm going to take a few final calls, and then I'm going to do 15-minute recap, and that'll be it for this live report, trying to get on top of this in case it is a New World Order move or a naturally occurring super virus that happens to have stuff from Asia, Europe, you name it. Okay, well, I saw more calls, but you've already shut the phone system down. That's fine. That's fine. I want to do this one more time. I want to open the phones up one more time, but only for people from Canada who know somebody who's sick or the quarantine or South Texas, San Antonio, Mexico City, areas in Mexico. And I'm going to do about a 10-minute recap, and then if there's any calls from those places, that's it. And I don't want we don't have a call screener, but tonight I guess he is one because we can't go to you if it's just a comment or a question because I'm exhausted. I'm not complaining. I just got to finish this other work and go get sleep so I can be good tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Central when I'm live. So 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. The 1-800 doesn't work for you out of Mexico, 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, and we'll get you up and on the air. Only from someone who's an eyewitness, and I'm just always amazed, just when we're internet only. But what is it, about 9,000 listeners on the internet right now? And then we've got folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. I don't know what those numbers are. But we've got such a diverse audience, even when it's just the little internet show, not the AM and FM show. We've got affiliates in that's what the globalists got to pull something. Not just me, but the whole liberty movement, everything. The move to abolish the Federal Reserve, to audit it, is becoming a majority in Congress. I mean, the awakening to the globalists setting up a new world order is now mainstream news. My show's just gone on in Miami, San Francisco, big stations. It's just exploding. We're getting new affiliates every couple of days. It's just, and that's just indicative that this information is becoming mainstream. I'm only one small part of it. I'm not saying, oh, the New World Order's got to make a move because of me. I'm saying all of us, the whole thing worldwide, they got to create a crisis to kind of overthrow the chessboard and throw a fit because they're losing and pose as the savior. So 888-201-2244. We're opening the phone system for folks in Mexico, Mexico City specifically. I've had 4 or 5 calls from Mexico, call from South Texas. Okay, that's it. Let me cover some news, and we'll take a few calls, specifically only from potential pandemic areas. Okay, swine flu is deadly mix of never-before-seen virus. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson. Alarm spreads as human-to-human infection confirmed. Bug is an intercontinental mix of never-before-seen. They've had a combo of a bird, pig, and human. Avian and pig virus. That just has man-made written all over it. Top globalists stand to benefit from Tamiflu stockpiling. Got links to that. Swine flu panic is spreading in Mexico, and soldiers are patrolling the streets after it was confirmed that human-to-human transmission is occurring, and the virus is a brand-new strain which is seemingly affecting young, healthy people, just like the 1918 did, the worst, and that the bug is never-before-seen intercontinental mixture of human, avian, pig viruses from America, Europe, and Asia. And bird, too, I would add. Clues that the virus may be a synthetic creation are already manifesting. According to reports in AP and Reuters, the virus has never before seen form of the flu that combines pig, bird, and human viruses, which consist of the intercontinental mix of viruses from North America, Europe, and Asia. It appears it started somewhere near Mexico City. CDC officials detected a virus with a unique combination of gene segments that have not been seen in people or pigs before, according to the Associated Press report. The strain of swine influenza that's been cultured in a laboratory, that's the quote from the video clip with a CDC guy in Dallas. I don't know what that means. You can look at it either way. Probably means they cultured it to look at what it is. The strain of swine, but he look kind of acts weird when he says it, like it's kind of a, he's, because it clearly was made in a laboratory. I mean, all the evidence points at that. Small chance it may not be. The strain of swine influenza that's been cultured in a laboratory is something that's not been seen anywhere, actually, in the United States and the world. So this is actually a new strain of influenza that's been identified, said Dr. John Carlo, Dallas County Medical Director. Alarming reports are now filtering in about people catching the illness who have had no contact with pigs whatsoever. These include a man and his daughter in San Diego County, a 41-year-old woman in Imperial County, and two teenagers in San Antonio, Texas. In fact, in all U.S. cases, I wonder if they'll be vaccinated, just like with the original swine flu. The victims had no contact with any pigs. Alarming reports are now filtering in. Dr. William Wooten, San Diego County's public health officer, told PBS, we have had person-to-person spread with this father and daughter, says Wooten. Also, with the two teenagers in Texas, they were in the same school. So that also indicates person-to-person transfer. That's now been confirmed since Watson wrote this 5 hours ago. Dr. Wooten says it's unclear how many people were exposed to swine flu. She says none of the patients had any contact with pigs. Although the situation in the U.S. looks under control, panic is spreading in Mexico, where 800 cases, now over 1,000, of pneumonia in the capital alone are suspected to be related to the swine flu, and the virus has hit young and healthy people, which is very rare with a flu outbreak, despite the danger of a pandemic, and the U.S. border with Mexico remains open. Mexico has shut down schools and museums. Now they're shutting down everything, they're saying, and canceled hundreds of public events and the sprawling, overcrowded capital of 20 million-plus people to try to prevent further infections, reports Reuters. My level of concern is significant, said Dr. Martin Festerscheib, the health officer at the Santa Clara County. We have a novel virus, a brand-new strain that's spreading human-to-human, and we are also seeing a virulent strain in Mexico that seems to be related. We certainly have concerns for this escalating. The World Health Organization, the Mr. Eugenics, or wherever they are, 40-something percent of the country gets HIV and other things. That's just a cover name for other bioattacks they're running. The WHO insists that the outbreaks of pandemic potential and has been stockpiling supplies of Tamiflu, known generically as oseltamivir, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, O-S-E-L-T-A-M-I-V-I-R, a pill that can both treat flu and prevent infection, according to officials. As we previously highlighted, those that have taken Tamiflu vaccine include top globalists and Bilderberg. Those that have a stake in Tamiflu that own it include top globalist Bilderberg members like George Shultz, former Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, and others. Indeed, Rumsfeld himself played a key role in hyping the outbreak of swine flu back in 76 when he urged the entire country to get vaccinated, and then now he's involved in the companies. These guys never end. Many batches of the vaccine were contaminated, resulting in hundreds of sick people and 52 fatalities. That is a government whitewash number. It was thousands. The fact that the properties of the strain are completely new, that the virus is spreading from people to people, and that young and healthy people are being worst hit, has disturbing parallels to the deadly 1918 pandemic that kills millions. It is unclear as to why, if the virus is a brand new strain, the public health officials are so confident programs of mass vaccination, which are already being prepared, would necessarily be effective. Almost done. Then I'll do a news blitz over other news, and we have callers from Mexico. It certainly would be the first time that deadly flu viruses have been concocted in labs that were dispatched with the intention of creating a pandemic. When the story first broke last month, Czech newspapers questioned if the shocking discovery of vaccines contaminated with the deadly avian flu virus, which had nothing to do with the manufacturer, but were added by Baxter out of the U.S. So again, Czech newspapers questioned if the shocking discovery of vaccines contaminated with the deadly avian flu virus were distributed to 18 countries by the American company Baxter were part of a conspiracy to provoke a pandemic. Since the probability of mixing a live virus biological weapon with a vaccine material by accident is virtually impossible, this leaves no other explanation that the contamination was a deliberate attempt to weaponize the H5N1 virus to its most potent extreme and distribute it via conventional flu vaccines to the population who would then infect others to devastating degree as the disease went airborne. Then we find out, London Telegraph, BBC, Der Spiegel and others reported all these deaths with them giving homeless people, quote, flu shots that were really bird flu from unnamed vaccine companies that then killed them. In fact, people won't believe that. We put on screen, homeless die of bird flu after vaccines. Homeless die of bird flu after vaccines. I want to put that on screen for folks. However, this is not the first time that vaccine companies have been caught distributing vaccines contaminated with deadly viruses. In 2006, it was revealed that Bayer Corporation discovered that their injection drug, which was used by hemophiliacs, factor VIII, was contaminated with HIV virus, hepatitis C. Internal documents prove that after they positively knew the drug was contaminated, they took it off the U.S. market only to dump it in Europe, Asia, and Latin American markets, including Canada, I would add, knowingly exposing thousands, it's really hundreds of thousands, most of them children, to HIV live virus. Government officials in France went to prison for allowing the drug to be distributed. The documents show that the FDA concluded that Bayer, to cover up this scandal, had allowed the deadly drug to be distributed globally. No Bayer executives ever faced arrest or prosecution in the United States. In the UK in 2007, an outbreak of foot and mouth disease that put Britain in a high alert has been originated from the government laboratory, which it shared with an American pharmacological company, mirroring the deadly outbreak of foot and mouth 2001, which was also deliberately released, the government admits. They just calmly admit it. As we reported yesterday, last time there was a significant outbreak of a new form of swine flu in the U.S. It originated at an army base at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Yeah, do me a favor. That's Infowars.com with just a link to it. Go down to the bottom to the full article and link to London Telegraph itself. I want them to see it from the London Telegraph or they'll be in denial. Thank you, Jaron. Okay, I covered that. Let me run over some of the other headlines and we'll take a few calls from Mexico, California, and Canada. People saying they have key information. We'll go to Mexico first. In fact, let's just go to Mexico first, and I'll recap a few things and finish up here with this special transmission. We are live, 10:07 and 50 seconds, the 25th day, Saturday, the 25th day of April 2009. I will be live tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. on the 26th of April, on Sunday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a two-hour special report on all of this. We'll know a lot more in 19 hours from now. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Mexico. Steve, where are you calling us from in Mexico?
I'm calling from Tepic, Nayarit. It is about 8 hours west of Mexico City.
Okay, so that's near the Gulf of Mexico.
Correct.
No, that's near the Pacific. Okay, go ahead. Tell us what's going on.
Okay, yeah, I'm in between Guadalajara and Puerto Vallarta. As far as the news is concerned down here, the president got on the news and said that this is a curable flu, and they have the vaccine for the flu, is what they are telling their people down here. And that the state that is located next to Mexico City, the District Federal, the hospitals are being filled with people that are all having the symptoms of this flu. And also,
okay, this is big news. Stay there. Kurt Nemo's listening. Aaron Dykes are listening right now. We're scanning Mexican newspapers, getting similar things. No, this is key, because we know it's staged. We know it is staged, guaranteed. That is the bow. That is the cherry on top of the sundae, the cherry on the cream pie. It stands out like a red cherry on top of cream pie. There is no doubting that this is staged. This is the creme de la creme, the coup de grace, the absolute finale proof. If I can confirm, because I saw them saying in one article, and Watson said that must be a misprint. I think it was Reuters, and I was arguing with him like 5-6 hours ago as he was writing the article, I said, no, look, it says they've got a vaccine for it. He said, that can't be, Alex. They've got to manufacture it. They said they just discovered this and just isolated it yesterday, which was true. So how could they arrogantly announce they have a flu vaccine for the first ever pig, bird, human mix from all over the world popping up in Mexico? And I said, yeah, that's probably a misprint or they don't know what they're talking about. If they're coming out and saying they've got a vaccine, there is some type of sterilization compound or cancer virus in that or AIDS or something. They've done it all over the world. We know they're worried about the Mexican population. They've gone up from 50 million 30 years ago to over 100 million right now. It's going to schedule to go up to 150 million in the next 15 years. They really want to, well, it's State Department Memorandum 200, ordering the countries to get IMF and World Bank money that they've got to somehow kill their people or sterilize them. I would watch it having a pathogen. I would look for that vaccine having a female hormone bound to the flu virus so you have an autoimmune response when the women go into estrus. That's what their favorite thing to do with their sterilization operations they've been caught doing in Africa and Latin America. But I'm digressing. I'll shut up. You called in from Mexico. Specifically, can you give me sources, radio, TV? Take your time. They're saying they have a vaccine, which is impossible if they didn't already have this set up.
It was put on Aztec and News here in Mexico that I had on my digital cable. I also have Sky TV, which is a satellite service, and it is on the news. And also they're saying that some of the powers that the president has been given down here is that they're able to walk into any work or any home in Mexico and check for symptoms and give medicine as needed.
Yeah, that's what they're saying in Reuters, is that quarantine, lockdown, and force if needed. Are they talking about calls we're getting about northern states locking down, blocking people from southern states in Mexico?
As far as they said on the news, there's been deaths confirmed in every state that is north of Mexico City all the way to the border of America, between 1 to 4 deaths in each of the states that are located from Mexico City to the border of America.
This is on Azteca News is the big Mexican news. I've seen that in Mexico, right? That's one of the big channels.
Correct. Correct. What was that?
No, I'm going to shut up. Go ahead. Take your time because I keep interrupting.
I was just going to say, as far as I'm concerned, what they're doing is trying to minimize what's going on down here so that they don't have a flux of people getting scared and running to the hospital. And I'm located 8 hours west of Mexico City, and I'm noticing as I'm driving around everywhere that people all over the city, and I'm in the capital of Nayarit, Mexico, are wearing their masks, and it seems to be a little bigger problem than what they're saying. So that's all.
Well, either it's a War of the Worlds hype by the government, because flu kills 15,000 people in the U.S. alone. I don't Google mortality numbers, yearly mortality, yearly flu mortality Mexico. And we'll get a Mexican version CDC report, or we'll get a CDC report. I would guess if they're Mexico's 80 million in country, 30 million in the U.S., really 110 million, and 15,000 die a year here of it, but let's say they have not as good sewage and stuff in some of their cities. Let me make a wild guess. I bet if we have 15,000, I bet they have 15,000 flu deaths a year. That's a wild guess, but let's see what Mexico's got. If it really is 60.
And also one other thing I'd like to state, because I am married down here and I have a family down here, and my wife is a Mexican, that for the last few months they have been getting everyone down here to go and get the free flu vaccines and medicines that you can bring home and take that are not just the vaccines but actual liquid form and pill form for a flu. And that was all the way up until about 3 weeks ago, where you can go anywhere in Mexico and get it for free.
So they've been pre-hyping. Oh, my God, this is definitely staged, whether it's a big pandemic or not.
My wife actually went and did it while I wasn't here. And when I returned home about 2 weeks ago, I noticed about 10 bottles along with my natural medicines that I looked over there, and I asked her what it was, and that's how I found out about it. And so there's about 10 different medicines.
I'd test what's in that. The government started giving you free. Oh, my God. And I've seen a report on that because they scan so much. Oh, man. So you're saying Aztec, everybody email us. Kurt at Infowars.com. Aaron with two A's at Infowars.com. I'll just cancel working on the film tonight. and try to get disintegrating a story up on InfoWars or just a basic blurb. You're saying, I believe you, but I'm going to do this right now.
Well, I've got the name and I've got the medicines with me right now.
Okay, tell me the name of the of the medicines.
Can I get the medicines for me real quick, please? Hold on 1 second. I'll be here in 1 second.
Hey, Jaron, yeah, there's the 200 pigs found dead in field. That's a bizarre story out of, I forget where that was in the country.
Okay, I've got them. I've got them right here. One is Erito, E-R-I-T-R-O. And it's, I'll just spell it out to you. E-R-I-T-R-O-M-I-C-N-A. And that's an oral medicine. And that's for the cough. And then Clave, C-L-A-V-E 106, which is a solution oral. And then the next one is L-O-R-A-T-A-D-I-N-A. And the number on that is 2144.
So the flu season's ending in the Western Hemisphere, in the Americas, and they're running around saying, we're giving you free flu, medicine. Were they saying an outbreak's coming? Or they just, I mean, how would they sell that? We got it free. You better come get it. I mean, I don't understand why they would. I mean, that's bizarre.
Where my wife had got it from is where they have the state fair here in the state is where they had announced that anyone that wanted the medicine for free can go and pick it up for free.
Yeah, they're giving free flu shots here out. Folks, anything these criminal governments are trying to give you free isn't good. Or they may give you something good sometimes just to get you trained. It's okay, like you feed a hog before you butcher it. I mean, this is just to fatten it up. Sir, so Azteca News, the big national, I mean, that's the number one news there, isn't it? That's what I always see on in restaurants and bars and hotels when I've been in Mexico. That's the one that's got a spinning Chichen Itza pyramid as its symbol, right?
Correct.
Okay, so Aztec.
Go ahead.
No, it's just I know there's a delay. Sorry. Aztec TV, the main TV down in Mexico, it's Telemundo here, but that's like a U.S. thing for those that don't know. Aztec TV is reporting, for those that don't know, that they have a vaccine ready. Are they saying this vaccine will protect you? Are they saying they already have a vaccine for this particular flu ready? I mean, that's as much as an admission that they staged it.
Correct. It wasn't just the president. It was actual doctors that followed up on the interview to ensure the people that everything was fine.
So Felipe Calderon went on TV when today?
I don't know exactly what time it was live. I watched it about an hour ago on the TV.
No, I understand. You've been watching TV, no doubt, all day with this crisis going on, right? When did you first start seeing this interview?
I just noticed it an hour ago after I turned
on. Okay, so in the last couple hours, the president of Mexico goes on TV, you're saying, and then has doctors follow up saying, don't worry, we got a vaccine for you. Did he say it's ready now? I mean, because if that's what he said, this is how dumb do they think we are that they would just have this thing ready if it wasn't staged?
Well, yeah, that's what was told to the people, that they have a vaccine and they will be taken care of.
That is just god-awful. Folks that can translate Spanish, because none of my people that are here now, some of them can speak a little bit of it but not good at reading it, send all your articles to all your documentation, all of you right now, to Kurt at InfoWars.com, Aaron at InfoWars.com. Sir, call me back again tomorrow if you can, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday main transmission, okay?
Sounds good.
Thank you so much. Yeah, tomorrow we'll just be having eyewitness accounts from Mexico and South Texas and where this is actually happening. Now, I got another call. Steve in Mexico, Derek, California, Robert, Canada, and I'm saying only callers that got some eyewitness key info for us. Now, if you're watching Mexican TV in Canada, I can confirm this. What I need people to confirm for me is this really on Aztec TV? Is this really on the big channel, the main news station in Mexico? Because I believe the last caller. But if that's the case, this is just, and then it's the three viruses mixed, and it's from abroad. This is staged, folks. Oh, my. I'm really starting to get worried now. I hope they're just fear-mongering to sell a bunch of Tamiflu and But it didn't look him good from what he said. And I get called from Mexico City. He goes to the thing. People are vomiting and collapsing at the hospital. I mean, this is not looking good, but we're just covering it. I hope it's no big deal. I'm 50 miles from it breaking out in north of San Antonio. I mean, I don't like this. What were you saying? I know Jay in North Dakota's first, but we have just had another caller from California. So, okay, Jay in North Dakota has a family member in Mexico. Jay, what's going on?
I talked to my wife a little bit ago. She called her father in the state of Guanajuato in the city of Irapuato. He's about an hour and a half north of Mexico City, and they're getting hourly reports on the news, and they are confirming the martial law in the state. And she's going to call back maybe in a little bit and try to get a further update of what's going on that he's found out.
What about people sick or dying? Did she say anything about that?
Not yet. Hopefully she'll know more information when I can call her back after talking to you.
Do you have any other comments on this, sir?
No, not at this time.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I know I got callers from all over the place, I want to give the phone number out one more time. I want to confirm.
Goodbye.
I want to confirm or deny what the caller from Mexico was just saying a couple minutes ago about Aztec TV. I'm sure it'll be on the news by now if we just Google it, but I can go off air and do that. I guess do a text article up on Infowars.com. Paul Watson's asleep. It's like 5 in the morning over there right now, but he'll be up in a couple hours and be writing. So Prison Planet will have some of the first updates tomorrow early for you, and then Infowars throughout the day, and I'll be on the radio tomorrow and then Monday. But Robert in Canada, go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I love your show and I've watched you for quite some time. I'd like to report to you that people have become sick. Now, this is part of a government group that gets vaccinated regularly. And there was a plan that just came out recently, locally, right in the area, where they're handing out these free vaccines to people. And I suppose that the people within the government agency that's there probably took them and were required.
All right, let me stop you, because what you're saying is really upsetting me, because over Europe, Czechoslovakia, Czech Republic, to be specific, always get Czechs emailing me going, it's not a different country. I understand that after the Soviet Union and all that. The Czech Republic, Poland, Germany, and other places, none of the articles in Der Spiegel, French news agency, London Telegraph, we put it on screen earlier, they say they're giving shots to people, saying it's a flu shot, it's really bird flu, it's killing them, and then it says pharmaceutical companies, when they indict the city workers that are given the shots saying they murdered the people, the city workers say the pharmaceutical companies lied to us, and then the news will never say what pharmaceutical companies it is. Meanwhile, Baxter got caught with the AIDS blood with Bayer knowingly shipping that out in the factor aid, and they knowingly at 18 countries a few months ago shipped out the bird flu to be mixed with regular vaccines. So you're telling me you know government people in Canada that took the flu shots and they're sick. Specifically, what's going on?
Yes, sir. The requirement when I worked for the government, we were required.
Now, same thing. They tried to make all the medical workers and first responders in 2002 take smallpox to set the precedent to make them take flu. They failed here. I know they succeeded in Canada, so I can confirm what you're saying. So they say, you got to take all these vaccines. Go ahead.
That's correct, sir. That policy has not changed under the Ontario McGuinty government. Anybody that works for the government has to take the vaccine.
God.
And now what I see anecdotally is that a lot of people are in the bureau that I noticed, people are now reporting that they're getting violently ill and violently sick and throwing up and having all the quote symptoms of this so-called influenza disease. And I find it very disconcerting that and strange that it would jump like into Canada so quickly.
Yeah, let me just say this. This is very upsetting to me because I just all these points come out. I know it's upsetting for you and everybody else listening. And I got a bad feeling about all this. I don't know what it's leading into. I have a bad feeling with all the evidence integrated that they practice in Latin America, Asia, and Africa soft kill, where, you know, many African countries, 40%+ of the people have HIV. They test them. They've never had sex. You know, the women, that's been BBC reports, they don't know why they have HIV, except they have been inoculated, and they said, oh, maybe they use dirty needles. Yeah, right. HIV is a cover for all these soft-kill weapons. That's been proven, because, you know, it would mutate, and has, and would become harmless, but it just keeps staying deadly for 30 years. Well, since the late 70s, I guess it is 30 years, since 78, when it really first popped up. And it was confirmed, it was put in vaccinations of... what was it in New York? I mean, that with the government documents, they've had hearings on that. It was, quote, infected in hepatitis vaccines in New York, and they used gay men, paying them to the health department to take it because they were perfect vectors, having hundreds of sexual partners per month at that time in New York. Just unbelievable sexual partners multiple times a day. So that was a perfect vector, and also in Africa. So I know that they practice covering up soft kills, making it no big deal, and the way the media really is partially hyping it in certain sectors but then not covering it in others. Very, very bizarre. You're saying you know government people that are telling you they're sick right now after they took the vaccines.
Yes, sir. I might add that years ago, when I worked with the government, we used to hand out meds. And it was one of the reasons that I retired from that occupation. And I can't say that the policy has really changed. It is a fact that our government up here has a very strong policy of keeping, for example, the SARS issue out of the media. I think they kept it out of the media for, 6 or 8 months. Something to that effect.
I remember that came out 6 months. They kept it secret. Yeah, that was amazing.
Right, right. And as a result, I mean, if it's starting to happen up here, I mean, what do we have look forward to? I mean, it just can't.
Well, that's another thing with these fake systems. They'll keep releasing a new virus, as they've done in Asia or Africa every few months, and saying it's the same one. Oh, it mutated. It's killing again. Like, they tend to introduce it. Kills a few hundred, a few thousand, and then, oh, it came up again, it killed a few thousand more, and they use that to put their grid in place, scare everybody as a prelude to something big. And it always breaks out on a military base, the last two flus.
Let me point out something, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a Air Force base just north of us called Borden Air Force Base. And they've started military operations on the street they told everybody there in that small community called Barrie, Ontario.
It was to stop Canada. Drunks. It was stop drunks.
And they were to go around and sort of like police the area as a test basis.
Yeah, let me stop you. That was in Canadian papers all over the country. They are just announcing regular army is going to stop drunks and patrol the downtown cities and the rural areas, and there'll be army running checkpoints for your safety. That's what I mean. All over North America, suddenly they're dispatching army everywhere. And I don't know if this is part of it, but my God, this is getting sick. Now I interrupted you and said it was to stop drunks. That's what I saw in the newspaper. And to have checkpoints to check for drunks. You're not for drunks, are you? Same thing with the Marine checkpoints in California for U.S. citizens, totally illegal. I interrupted you. Did they say it was for some other reason?
No. I just think that, you know, they're...
But I interrupted you and said it was for drunks. Was that what they told you? Or did you get some other story? What I'm saying is...
Oh, no. What they told us here is they said that it was I guess what you would call a homeland security thing.
Yeah, so the, yeah, but I mean, in the newspapers, it was just, we're just going to keep rowdy drunks out of trouble and look for terrorists. So yeah.
Oh, listen, yeah, but that's not.
Sir, send me a little documentation. Not even use your name, but stuff we can check, an email. We're going to be posting listener comments, pieces of intel, data, like the BBC's doing tonight and tomorrow at Infowars.com. Send it to Aaron at Infowars.com and Kurt at Infowars.com. Thank you. Should I take more of these calls, or should we end this transmission? Take more? Okay, because I've just got so much to cover here. I was going to recap a few stories and then end it, but I'll take a few more calls. Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, you're on the air.
Illinois-based Baxter working on swine flu vaccine. Chicago Tribune not published 9:22 p.m. Central Time.
So, my God, that just sent it into the stratosphere. Headline. I want to put that on screen for everybody. This needs to be on Infowars.com right now, Aaron, right now, Kurt, please. Say that again. Chicago Tribune, 9:22 p.m., published in an hour and 8 minutes ago, Central Standard Time, Chicago, same time zone. Headline again, sir.
Illinois-based Baxter working on swine flu vaccine.
Illinois-based Baxter. Google that right now, please. Illinois-based Baxter. That'll bring it up. Click news. Illinois-based Baxter. Click news. Alpha Tango Delta, go now. That'll bring it up on the screen for everybody right now who wants to see this.
Let me read you the first paragraph. Specialty drug maker Baxter International Inc. will work with the World Health Organization to develop a vaccine that could stem an outbreak of deadly swine flu strain in Mexico.
God, there's no end to these people. Now, again, folks, if you just tuned in, this is the company. This is the company. If this is confirmed, and are you going to be able to, Illinois-based Baxter, and then click news. You got to click news. There it is. AP. Hit it. Top story. It's true. It's confirmed. Okay. It's not that I don't believe you, sir. We should always confirm it. Again, we were just talking about Baxter's the one that mailed out to 18 locations saying it was one thing, and it was live, deadly bird flu, the most deadly strain, mixing it with a perfect spectrum of other regular human viruses, where the scientists in the Czech Republic and others said this is the perfect way to make a bioweapon that would be airborne, and the doctors in the Czech Republic and other places said they thought it was staged. Then they started giving it some unnamed company to homeless and killing them. My God, sir, what does this look? And then now you have it being bird, pig, and human from Europe, Asia, and the North America, all mixing and popping up in Mexico. What does this sound like to you, sir?
It sounds like it's obviously staged, and I'm starting to get pretty concerned. Obviously it's Saturday. Everybody's
If it comes out, the government's behind this. If it comes out, the government's behind this. And anybody's kids get hurt, it's time the New World Order start paying for their crap. I mean, it's really, this has been going, and God forbid something happened to my kids. I'm getting sick of their crap. And I'm telling you, this is 99% staged now with all the evidence we've got. Go ahead, sir. We just heard about the Mexican president saying that on TV, I haven't confirmed it yet, but I'm sure it's going to be confirmed, that they've got a vaccine. There's no way they've got a vaccine for people for this when they just found out what it was last night, 24 hours ago. Go ahead.
Baxter spokesperson Christopher Bonas said Saturday the Deerfield, Illinois-based company has asked the World Health Organization for a sample of the flu strain.
We need a sample of it. We want to make a vaccine for everybody. It's such a trustworthy. Well, wouldn't you love to be in their factory and see if they're already making that stuff right now? They already, these bastards. We had a real FBI in this country. But the FBI doesn't care. They got to have their kids die first. And then they still won't care. I love the government. I love all the bull crap. If you know the last two swine flus broke out at military bases, I mean, these are bioweapons.
Or six, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that tip, sir. Another great point. Glad you called. Yeah, it's confirmed. You have a good night, too, sir. Do we have more incredible hot tips? So I'm no rest for the wicked. I need to take a break. When I'm in here like an hour or two straight, I start getting really kind of spacey. But I'm not going to take a break. That's fine. I'll just keep going. Patricia in Alabama. Patricia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
first-time caller. I got an email today from Rima, Dr. Rima LeBeau.
Yes.
And it was sent at 5 o'clock. And she's got an alert out about what you're talking about.
Okay, she's a medical doctor, very respected. We've had her on. What is
right.
she saying?
She says, genes do not pop up out of nowhere. We believe this is a bioengineered weapon.
Yeah, well, I mean, she's a medical doctor, but that's what the virologist I've talked to today say. You know, I mean, to have one zoological splice with a human that then is dangerous to humans is very rare. And then to have pig and bird and human, and then it mixes, and then it's from all over the world in Mexico. And then you've got, if it's confirmed, the president of Mexico saying, we already have a vaccine for you. That's impossible, caught red-handed. And then...
That's what she's saying.
Do me a favor, send that alert to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We'll get it posted right now because I respect her analysis. You want to read read part of that report to us real quick?
She says, genes do not pop up out of nowhere. We believe this is a bioengineered weapon. And they're selling, of course, she's saying that their nano silver solution will help your immune system.
Well, I know silver is an original antibiotic. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Yeah, you know what? I know we could take calls all night, but I'm going to have to pull the plug there. A lot of the news is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This thing stinks more and more to high heaven. We hope that it's just media fear-mongering to, you know, sell a bunch of Tamiflu. As bad as that is, there are naturally occurring flus that kill people. Normal, you know, regular flu season kills about 15,000 a year in the U.S., millions worldwide. I know it's over a million worldwide total every year, especially with third world people that can't handle it. I will be back live tomorrow night, 4 to 6 p.m. If things are crazy, I'll leave the KLBJ studio. We do a syndicated show out of and come back over here. Soon we're going to be doing everything out here anyways, but maybe do more than one show tomorrow. I mean, if stuff's completely ape in the morning, I'll be in here doing one. But we hope that is not the case. They do script things. They are murderers. They are criminals. You know, I will close with this. Here is the mass graves prepared for U.S. citizens. This is out of the Rocky Mountain News, major news, second largest paper in Colorado, February 8, 2003. State of Colorado seize antibiotics, cremate disease-ridden corpses, and under extreme circumstances, dig mass graves under executive orders. And it goes into the governor signing executive order with incinerators. The feds put out other reports we have. Plans for mass graves confirmed. Government surveying cemetery readiness for flu outbreak. Aaron Dykes Jones report. We made calls to confirm. This is like we broke the MIAC report and the clergy response teams and the InfraGuard and everything else. I don't know why it's just because we'll come in on Saturdays. We'll bust our ass. We'll get all this done here. We're not bragging. I'm only asking for them to put a bullet in me. But I'm doing it for humanity because I don't like scum. I mean, I'm not a hero. I just don't. People got to be fought. I'm just saying we keep breaking it all because we'll get the work done. So please support us financially at InfoWars.com. Want to send donations, buy the books, the videos, whatever. I'm going to dump it right back in there to fight these people. But here you have the Division of Cemetery, State of New York, Department of State. We got these from all over the country. We call the numbers. It's confirmed. Secret documents about getting ready for flu pandemics and mass graves, April 4, 2007. So they're certainly geared up for it, and they're a bunch of eugenics bastards. You know, when you realize they've done a lot of stage killings before all over the world, when you realize they're New World Order, when you realize they're criminals, when you realize they've done this before, when you realize they stage terror attacks, then you understand how this is so, you know, so deadly serious. Great job to Jaron. Great job to Aaron Dykes, Kurt Nemo, Rob Jacobson, everybody out there who called in from Mexico and South Texas and San Antonio and everywhere else where this is happening. I'll be back live tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please spread the word if you're listening on the M&M dial for the show tomorrow or the internet at InfoWars.com. We'll have an MP3 of this show posted within, 10 minutes at the end of the show at InfoWars.com and a free video of it for everybody of this last 2-hour, 40-minute presentation that we have just done. Look, if we don't expose these murderers and these globalists for what they really are, they are going to continue to stage these events and use these crises to bring in world government to then carry out the real mass calls and cut the world down to 500 million people, as they openly say in the U.N. Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, they want our numbers at. God bless you all. See you back live tomorrow.